Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hey, look, it's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kiss.
And if they want us to do the, like, hot chicken
combo
picking. No,
you know what? Let's stop with the riddles. No one's going for a little poem. Hey, fiddle, fiddle! What you want to diddle? I don't know.
Fiddle, faddle, here's my paddle.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-racket.
Time to penetrate your ear hole. This is Man and Bone.
Oh, yeah. Welcome in live at the Memorial Tournament here at Muirfield. I am T-Bone. He is Timmy Hall. There's no Common Man today because we're around people, Timmy.
That's right.
So that's why he's not here. But we love it, man. I love coming out here every year. It's been great the last few years. Obviously, we were off for a little bit with the pandemic, but we're back out now, and the last few years have been great. So we got a fun show out here. Got a lot of great experiences already. I think I walked half the course with you earlier today. That was a lot of fun getting around, seeing some of the – where were we at? Like, we started at 18. We went back to about 15 or 16.
We had we checked out David Babner's house, who's a good friend, and – what a day, man. I do. I feel like I've had a whole entire experience just before we even started the show.
Oh, yeah.
Now we get to the 6 hours of broadcasting between today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I feel like with my experience that I had yesterday, I usually try to come up a day ahead of any time we're going to do a show or anything because I need to soak this weekend. I need to get as much of this week in my bones as I know your bone, but in my real bones, as humanly possible, because this is the one week a year where we have a PGA Tour event going on in our city. So Monday to Sunday, I need to do everything that I can do. I'm telling Matt Earhart, like, I'll fill in on Memorial leaderboard updates, whatever. You know, you want to get me out of the house on Saturday or Sunday, give me an excuse to come back up here again for the couple of for moving day or the final round on Sunday, I will do it. Bone, it's good to be here with you. It was good hanging out with some of our other on-air staffers, too, who I miss most days, but getting to hang out with Reeser and Chops and see Bo a little bit this morning. Didn't see Beamer or Bobby. That was a little too early.
But we didn't get here that early.
The 9 to noon guys, we got to mingle with them a little bit. It was a lot of fun today.
Yeah, we're having a blast out here. It's been a really good time, and the amount of people who – it always amazes me how many people can be fit onto this golf course. You know what I mean?
Where
there is obviously a lot of room because you're playing golf. It's a game that involves hundreds of yards at each stop on the course. And yet there's so many people. And in a weird way, it feels like we're amongst the mass of humanity, but it's also not like hard to get around.
Okay? I know what you mean.
If you were following, sure, one of the bigger groups, one of the bigger pairings, like that would be difficult, I'm sure. But they do such a good job out here, just even with the parking, getting everybody in and out. It's been great. I've had a fantastic experience coming out. So if you're coming out tomorrow or Friday or Saturday or Sunday, my days are already screwed up because today already feels like a Friday. A little hot, but other than that, you just put some sunscreen on, get some water in you, and let's go.
I feel like you're saying if you were to take all of the patrons that enter through the gates Monday through Sunday and then stick them in front of like a Sonic Temple stage, maybe even one of the outdoor stages at Historic Crew, how big would that mass of people be?
Oh, yeah.
Just all standing and coming as close to the stage as they could. I mean, it's going to be so many people. I mean, I'll have to get an exact number on it. I don't know what the record attendance is for, you know, people checking in through here for an entire week, counting Monday through Sunday. But I know it's got to be a big, big, big number these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So this is going to be a lot of fun for this weekend. I'm glad if you want to find us, if you're looking for us on your way out here, we are by the Champions Pavilion, which is right off of where the
short game area is.
Yeah, the short game practice area. If you're looking at the driving range, we're kind of like maybe a little bit off where they're driving some of that. It's one of the main entrances. It's the big golf shop right here. There's a little kids putting green over here. that Timmy insists on going and playing on, even though he's not a child.
Oh, that can be an adult putting green too, Bone. don't let it, just because there's a little cartoon golf ball right in front of it, let it scare you away. We can have some competitions there throughout these next 2 days.
Yeah, so we're not just going to talk golf, obviously. We're going to talk all the sports. We've got plenty of things coming up. Degenerate T-Bone at 4:48. Plenty of stuff to get to there. NBA Finals are tipping off tonight. I'm excited about that. Crew got a big victory yesterday at the lower.com field, so that was nice to see, 3-2. They needed that. It was tight. It was still a game that could have been lost because they had a goal that got called back that was ruled offside. But, yeah, Colorado gave them a little bit of a fight at the end. But you got Lucas Zelarayán gets an assist and two goals. That's what he's got to do. Cucho Hernandez scoring a goal, that's what he's got to do. That is the formula right now while your defense is not great. So they got another game this weekend, of course, at the LDC again. So, yeah, need to start stacking up some W's, and that would be excellent for all of us out here.
You got Charlotte coming up this weekend, Bone. I mean, you're sitting right there in the sixth spot in the East, and you're at this point of the season now where it's still fairly early and a lot can be done, but you don't want to ever fall too far behind. Yeah. And when you've got, you know, a nice little Wednesday night at home and you're playing a team that isn't the greatest, you got to make sure that you take care of business. They were able to do that a couple Wednesdays ago, maybe it was three Wednesdays ago, when the LA Galaxy were in town. The Galaxy were down near the bottom of their table, but they had put in a couple of nice performances lately. So for them to do that, for there to be five goals in this contest, but to eventually get that 3-2 full-time decision, that was important because just the 3 points right there, it puts you outside the top eight all the way into the number six position. So if you get another 3 points on Saturday, then you're going to be right up there around somebody like Atlanta if they lose this weekend as well. So pretty important stuff. And Lucas it's sensational, man. Like, I'm not being the biggest soccer guy, I will admit, but when they made these deals to bring in guys like Lucas and then Cucho on top of that, there is just a different feel when you go out to that stadium knowing that pretty much every time the ball is on his foot, something special could happen. So he's brilliant to watch, really is. A goal and two assists? He's involved in everything that's going on.
That's what they paid him to do. That's what he's supposed to be here doing. So that's awesome to see. But I was talking with Uncle Dom Tiberi was over in the media center. And, you know, he is one who hears from a lot of Crew fans, as you can guess. He reads – if you tweet at Dom – no doubt he's read what you tweeted at him. Just know that he has read it, even if he hasn't responded to you, which he also may have done. But he's read it.
Man of the people.
Yeah, oh yeah, right. I mean, you don't do it for as long as he has without knowing how to talk to people, right?
Direct line to sports. Yeah. That's Dom Tiberi.
Exactly right.
All Columbus sports goes right through him.
That's right. So all I know is this. We were talking after, you know, saw him today, and he said, man, these Crew fans got to calm down. It's early in the season. And I said, well, you know, it is early, and I agree with Dom. Panic is not... it's not good to panic yet. You have a new manager, new system. Your entire back line's been decimated with injuries. Now, I don't like to see all the losses. I don't like the U.S. Open Cup loss. I don't think that's where this team needs to be. They are better than what they've been playing right now. But I also know it's a long season. MLS takes forever. So let's just keep all that in mind with the Crew. I think they've got plenty left in the tank for this season. And hopefully they will turn it around a little bit as they start understanding the offense a little bit better, understanding how to play, you know, in some of these spots with different guys filling in. Some young players are getting some time. So, long season is basically
no doubt. You feel good about it, though, at this stage?
Yeah, they
or kind of hesitant?
Make the playoffs is what I feel good.
You feel like they're good enough. They should and will do that.
I was talking with Brandon Beam, Bone and Beam United. We do the podcast every week. You can find it wherever you get podcasts, or you can listen to it tomorrow before the Crew game. It'll be on these airwaves. We were talking on this week's episode.
Saturday, you mean?
Oh, yeah. It's not. It's, yes.
Saturday, 6 o'clock.
I'm already on Friday mode, buddy. I'm already there.
it feels like it, doesn't
I
it?
Know.
How great is the Memorial, where every day is Friday?
Except Saturday and Sunday.
It's fantastic.
Which are actually Saturday and
Even
Sunday,
Monday feels like Friday. It's so good.
That's right. But, no, we were talking on the show basically saying, you know, panic level, where are we at? And Beam was like, I'm riding the roller coaster. And I said, you got to stay more even keel with this team. So you can hear more of that on the podcast. I won't bore you with that too much. But either way, good win for them last night. How are you feeling about today so far as what we've... I mean, I don't know how much you've been able to pay attention to what's actually happening on the course.
Yeah.
Because here's the weird thing about being out here for at least me.
I know.
If you're like this.
Yep.
I get out here, and then I'm looking at the houses. I'm checking out, you know, all the different holes and places we're going, and I'm seeing, all right, this is... oh, who's out here right now? But I walked by a few guys playing golf, and I'm like, I don't even know who this is. Who? And then by the time I checked the leaderboard, they were already taking their names off and moving to the next whoever was coming up. But I'm like, see, I missed that too.
You know, you sound like you could fit right into any golf circle that I've ever been in. Because you have basically just explained the differences of being able to kick back and watch at home versus going out to the event. It is a completely different experience as a viewer. And you know what? That's okay. Because what are we talking about? This is our only event all year. This is typically going to be the same for every city where the PGA Tour moves around. That's the whole point of it. We've got all the other golf tournaments all year long that all we're going to get to do is kick back and watch the coverage, whether that's on 10 TV, whether it's a CBS broadcast or an NBC broadcast, whatever. This is the time to get out and just experience what it's like, because you never know what's around the corner. I remember maybe the first neat experience that I had watching golf in person was when I went with my mom and my dad. We were actually at the 2008 U.S. Open.
Right.
The famous one where Rocco and Tiger had the famous duel. Everyone fell in love with Rocco immediately because he was the older player, but he was so likable, and it was such a cool battle. Tiger was walking on one leg with his knee injury, and he was just kind of near the end of that heyday stretch where it was still early 2000s Killer Instinct Tiger. And just, you know, getting, you know, far away shots of Tiger and knowing what color shirt he was wearing that day. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on 9 green, but I can see him back there on 8 green putting out and hearing the roar of him making a big birdie putt. Or when it was Mike Weir's golf ball. Mike Weir, who won the Masters a while back, the lefty. I'm just walking aside some par 4 in the left rough, and his ball just trickles right in front of us.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people were following him, but you just see a golf ball, and so you just stay there, and that's so cool. And the guy comes by, and you're 5 feet away from a PGA Tour pro, getting to hear him talk to himself, to his caddy, analyze what the shot is, what club they're going to use, and then see him hit just an incredible shot to get out of trouble, which as a golfer you try to do 100 times on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
It's just little things like that. You are never going to get that when you're watching coverage on TV. So it's why I always encourage someone that's a golf fan to for sure come out to the event when it is in their town, because you can always sit back and watch the coverage on TV.
Yeah, we are out here today. We'll be out here tomorrow as well doing the show. We'll have shows out tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. You can hear all the coverage right here on The Fan. By the way, Memorial coverage sponsored by Waterworks. Trusted and certified plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling experts. Visit online at thewaterworks.com. And by Orthopedic One. Find a physician or location near you at orthopedic1.com. We'll take a break, come back. A Buckeye did something we all expected, but we'll break it down for you next. It is Man and Bone with Timmy Hall filling in on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Two lanes are blocked due to an accident. Northbound I-71 north side after Morse Road. Traffic getting by only in the right lane there. Police are on the scene. And you're going to be stop and go eastbound I-70 west side between Sullivan Avenue and State Route 315. This report is sponsored by Raid Light Trap. The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace for insecticide, free protection, and that's people and pet friendly. Get new Raid Essentials Light Trap. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Welcome in. We are live at the Memorial Tournament. I keep wanting to say live at the Muirfield. That's just, we are at Muirfield Memorial Tournament, Jack's Place. We're all here. We're having a great time. This is a lot of fun. We have Degenerate T-Bone coming up later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Would You Rather coming up at 5:34. You can tweet us your Would You Rathers at ManandBone971. Before I go any further, got to tell you about my guys and my gals at Valley Ford of Columbus. They have awesome deals on brand new Fords. I found not one but two great deals there. Got the new Mustang, got an Explorer for my wife. We love them. Been taking these cars everywhere. Been traveling around with these vehicles, and they're great. They're exactly what we were looking for. And the reason that happened was because they had a sales team there that actually cared about what we wanted, helped us find a great deal, helped us find a great vehicle. They will do the same for you. You can see the selection now. Go check them out this weekend. ValleyFordOfColumbus.com is where you go. ValleyFordOfColumbus.com. And tell them I sent you. Right there on the west side, 70 and Hilliard Rome Road. Timmy, so this little memorial tournament, we've been talking about it. We've been walking around it. We didn't actually update anybody on who's leading it right now. So do you have any updates for me on, like, what's actually happening at the memorial? I know we're going to get a leaderboard update a little bit later on.
I sure do. It's like we talked back then, though. I did not get to watch, you know, frame for frame as much of these rounds that I would want to. But that's what's good about being able to go back and watch some highlights and taping things on YouTube TV. That has always turned out to be a really good thing for me. I find myself, it's soothing to watch some golf at, you know, 10 or 11 o'clock at night when everyone's gone to bed, and then I can skip ahead and watch some of the rounds of my favorite players. John Rahm, if you picked him to win, as I did, one of the hottest golfers in the world, anytime he enters an event, you're going to have him fixing to be up at the top of the leaderboard. No damage for him. He's 2 under, fire to 70, so that's got him right in position, tied for 8th right now. You've got some Englishmen and a couple of Irishmen up there pretty high as well. Matt Wallace and Danny Willett, 1 and 2. Wallace is the leader in the clubhouse with a 4 under 68. Danny Willett, former Masters champ, he fired a 3 under 69. Then you got a nice Canadian and Adam Hadwin, who's tied for 2nd as well at 69. The American up there is Mark Hubbard, 69 as well. Shane Lowry, one of those first Irishmen I mentioned, he fired a 69, former Open champion right there. And Seamus Power, the other one, also tied for 8th, right there nestled next to John Rahm with a round of 70. So a lot of good stuff going on. Rory McIlroy through 9 holes, he's 2 under par. Justin Thomas is 2 under par through 8. So it's good to see some of those big names that really attract the crowds out here in contention as they're getting off the ground in round 1. You never want to see somebody shoot like a 74 or 76 on day 1, and then you got one of your big power players out of contention already. So it doesn't appear to be happening at this 2023 edition of the Memorial Tournament.
There you go. The thing I tease that there's an Ohio State player who did something we all expected. It's official now. Bryce Sensabaugh has played his last game in a Buckeye uniform. We knew this. I mean, the team had already moved on. They had already set their roster for next year, basically, with their, you know, transfer portal guys and their guys that they were recruiting. They knew that he wasn't going to be coming back, and he's not. So he will keep his name in the draft. A guy who's not doing that, though, is Zach Edey from Purdue. I found that a little bit surprising. He was the consensus national player of the year. He obviously has the size to play in the NBA, but I'm a little shocked that he decided to come back. In either case, 7'4" center from Canada. We may or may not have a sound effect that we play whenever we talk about Zach Edey, because he is... Thank you, Teddy. So that is...
XXXX, West so Lafayette.
I thought we were done with this guy, but now he'll be back again. So the factory where Matt Painter finds these dudes, we don't know exactly how he does it, but Mike and I have theories that he's found like a family of giants who he's convinced to live in West Lafayette or adjacent, and he just had like... early on in their relationships was like, you guys need to get together. And
right
back when I was banging, right, so that there would be a lot of 7-footers who would just decide, because he always has like two dudes. So it's like, oh, this guy, yeah, he's 7'3". Who's the other guy?
Well,
he's 7'4".
Yeah, we bring him. If, whether they're Swedes, whether they're Finns, whether they're Canadians, it
this
doesn't matter.
Canadians, Zach Edey, right?
You know, half of them don't even wind up being American, so I don't know if there's something to this. You watch Game of Thrones, right, where north of the wall, that's where those giants lived. And then they recruited those giants and helped them fight the White Walkers. They're these, like, 30-foot-tall dudes, and they're good to have on your side. They could be a little bit slower, but that's fine. They don't have to have the greatest shooting touch. They can swing an axe pretty well. They can just smash things. So bring them on to West Lafayette. That's what Matt Painter's been doing for 10 or 15 years. They even have, his name's going to escape me, but if they weren't going to have Zach Edey, he already had another international 7-footer on the roster, like a 7-footer.
That's what I'm
guy.
Saying. He's already got dudes.
And I don't,
right?
I don't even know if he was a scholarship player this last year, but I'll have to look up the Purdue roster. He's
great,
there.
He's great shirting giants, man. That's what this guy does. He's already got guys who it's like, oh yeah, we got him in the pipeline, ready to go.
I don't care if you've never played basketball before.
You're 7 feet
I don't
feet
care
tall.
If you've never heard of the sport. We'll bring you here and then we'll show you. Put ball in hole, right? Yeah. We'll get it done.
Easy enough.
Come join us.
Yeah. It's so if you are someone who's 7 feet tall and you've always wanted to play college basketball, Matt Painter has something for you. So there we go. That'll be a lot of fun.
Maybe why can't can Chris Holtman be your guy?
Well, he could. I'm just saying. That's what.
Why can't we do that?
We got Felix Okpara. He's taller. He's not quite 7 feet, right? Like 6'11".
He's tall-ish. Yeah,
tall-ish.
As far as Purdue center height?
Well, yeah.
No.
It's also like Edie's not just a tall guy. He's
good.
Just a big. Well, he's good. He's good. And he's like got a big frame. Unless they're playing, who was that? Florida Atlantic?
Florida Atlantic.
No, who got them? Who got them? Florida? It's FDU, not FAU.
Fairly Dickinson.
That's right.
No, he played a great game.
Yeah.
They basically just they threw everything at Zach Edie, and I would look up his box score. I bet Zach had 22 points and 15 rebounds in that game.
Yeah, no, he was
But no one hit a three-pointer. Anytime they had to make him kick it out to Lawyer or to Braden Smith, who had wide open looks on the exterior, on the perimeter, nobody was able to knock anything down to keep their defense honest and to get that double or triple team off of Zach Edey in that game.
You just got a brief look into how my brain works, because I was like, Purdue lost to bad team, started with F. And then I was like, next letter was something early in the alphabet. And I went, FAU? No, that's not right. Although
they actually beat them.
Right.
And FAU was a tremendous story as
yes,
well.
But they
came
were
through Columbus.
Yes, that's right. But also, it was FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson. That's where my brain just got stuck. So that's
and where did that guy take the coaching position at? That guy's already gone. He already left.
Oh, I don't
the head
remember.
Coach.
Where did he go?
Rick Pitino's spot.
Oh, Iona.
With the Iona Gales.
That's right.
Because Rick went to St. John's. He's a Johnny.
Forgot.
Beamer's guys.
That's good. To remind everyone of just how college basketball says, you're a scumbag. You're
join
a scumbag
us.
Who wins.
Yes.
You're a scumbag who wins. We
it's,
like you.
It's okay.
By the way, did you see Shannon Sharpe is done with that?
I did.
Whatever show that is.
Done with that guy?
The Undisputed with Skip Bayless. Yeah.
He's done with Skippy.
You know, I was reading an article about this, and they said the reason that he left isn't clear. Yes, it is.
Maybe
he
has millions and millions of dollars and is tired of working with Skip Bayless
every day. The reason is obviously clear. It's that he doesn't want to hang out with Skip Bayless anymore. And he can't pay him enough money to do that. As Adam King from 10TV,
he's a Hall of Famer.
Everybody's like, out here,
right? Yeah. Speaking of not wanting to work with guys for lots of money,
yeah, that's exactly right. Good call, Timmy. You got me on that one. That's great. All right, so I'm not going to be broken up about that. I didn't watch this show. I never cared really for this show, but I always felt like Shannon Sharpe. I knew he's getting paid a lot of money to do it, but I always thought he's trying to make the show interesting, and then Skip just goes and I think it was that thing with. Where he was talking about Tom Brady or something.
Yep, that's the clip that I saw.
Skip Bayless had said something about Tom Brady, and then Shannon Sharpe kind of disagreed with him, and he said, well, he had a better career than you, and it was just like, what does that have to do with anything? Tom Brady also had a better football career than Skip Bayless because he had none, so I don't know what that even means.
But Skip also, I can't even remember what it was now, but Skip had a couple of egregious slip-ups.
Oh, where he had the thing with...
Where even most of what you would call a woke crowd kind of said, whoa,
he had the thing with DeMar Hamlin, right? Where he
was like... it was DeMar, and before that it was about Dak Prescott.
Yeah,
it was the thing saying something about mental health, and he called him soft for it or something
The thing
like
with
that.
DeMar Hamlin was like, he was trying to say, like, essentially, the NFL's going to have a problem on their hands if they don't play this game, and it was like... Sure, but also there's
like,
a bigger issue going
let's
right
play.
Now. That's probably what most people are focused on, and he was just completely tone deaf, which go figure.
And Shannon had a problem with it. I'm happy to say
he wasn't on the show the next day.
I watched 0 seconds and 0 minutes of that show in my life, but the clips that were prevalent on social media were always out in front of you.
They
did that at least.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk about pickleball, which to me is becoming like Thanos. It's just inevitable.
I'm in, baby.
You're going to join
me. I was there with you about 4 months ago, and then I needed to get Jack off of the headset for half an hour on the weekend, and then pretty soon we're pickleballing up a storm.
Everybody,
I don't like it, but it happened.
Pickleballing, well, I don't enjoy it. We'll talk about pickleball and how it's inevitable. Next, it's Timmy and T-Bone live at the Memorial. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Two lanes remain blocked due to an accident on northbound I-71 north side after Morse Road. Delays of about an hour back from 17th Avenue at this time. Also picking up some slow traffic on the eastbound north outer belt between State Route 315 and I-71. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The Enchirito is back at Taco Bell. Rewards members voted, and now the timeless treat returns again. Smothered in tangy red sauce, covered in melted cheddar cheese, and topped with nostalgia. Order the Enchirito today on the Taco Bell app or website at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Live at Deerfield here for the Memorial Tournament. No Common Man. Timmy Hall is filling in for him today. We are out here till 6, of course. That's when the show airs, and then we'll be back tomorrow, same deal, all weekend long. We've got shows out here as well. Jen Winters is hanging out behind us. She's helping out with setting up. Jen, what time did you get here?
7:50?
Jen's been here since the crack of, well, not
the crack of 8 o'clock.
Almost, yeah, 8 o'clock, not dawn. But you've been here.
That's not that
early.
Crazy. You know, no. If you said something like 5:40, I would have given you some props.
Yeah, Marco's been here since 5 a.m. Yeah, this is the thing. We saw so many people here earlier when we came up, all of the fan talent, because we see each other at the station, but never usually in such good spirits.
It's oh, this
like,
is better.
Hey,
this
yeah,
is
we're, better. Out, we're all wearing like vacation clothing.
Yeah.
We're getting, yeah.
Let's
Chops is wearing freaking, you know, Tommy Bahama just out here living his best life, had his chest hair out.
Chops like is about to look like a brunette Ken doll. He's incredible.
He is, man. He has lost so much weight. He's doing awesome. Adam King, Dave Holmes are walking by.
They're on top of superstars.
The entourage of people
this
following
is incredible.
Them. Guys, if you could all calm down. If all the people following these two could calm down, they're getting swarmed. These men are working.
Gosh.
Let them work. Anyway,
radio is cool.
It's
but
busy.
TV is
just another
single
level.
Day to look
TV's
that handsome all the time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about it. Now, I do know this. If I was good at pickleball, my star rating would go up. Because if you say the words pickleball in our society these days, people throw sponsorship money at you. There is like suddenly an entourage of people that are like, pickleball? Where? Like the pickleball mafia has assembled and they have made their voices heard and they are being listened to. Because now, I mean, every other week I see a story about they're knocking down perfectly good, I don't know, schools, churches, restaurants. They're like, let's build some pickleball. It's like this 100-year-old church.
This church is
burn it down.
That we got Greek Orthodox church in downtown Columbus. Get rid of it.
Knock
Greek
it down.
Fest. I don't care. We're
we could have pickleball going on instead.
We could get 35 courts there. Let's go.
One nation under balls, right? That's the new slogan we have here. Pickleball. It's all the rage.
Pickle anyway, and balls. There's nothing you can do with a cool like innuendo with pickle and ball.
Nothing.
Nothing
at all.
You can do.
So the pickleball people have got it going on to the level that former Major League Baseball executives are getting involved with pickleball. Mike D, who previously held senior level business roles with the Padres and the Red Sox, and also the former president of Major League Baseball Advanced Media, that was Bob Bowman. Major League Baseball Advanced Media, by the way, that's like if you watch something on your phone these days streaming, most likely it's using technology that they developed. So these are big time players in professional sports. They are bringing a brand called Pickleball, the number 4, and then America, to 3 Major League Baseball stadiums in July and August.
Yeah,
family's
going to have
when
this.
Major League Baseball stadiums are just empty and there's nothing to do. Oh, wait, no, they're playing baseball, but yeah, they're going to scoot this around so they can play some pickleball as well. This is Pickle 4 America that will stage its ballpark series at Fenway Park, like you said, in Boston, July 13th through the 16th, Oracle Park in San Francisco, July 20th through the 23rd, and Coors Field in Denver, August 3rd to the 6th. So they are not trying to compete with other professional leagues. They're more or less just trying to create like a hybrid format where you can have amateur players out there, and then they'll have some professional matches where you'll watch that for a little bit, and then back to the amateurs we go. I'm just telling you, you could, like a year ago, if you were starting up a crypto thing, money for you everywhere, right? If you were doing some, I don't know, NFT thing, imagine if you made a pickleball NFT right in the sweet spot before kind of crypto started to tail off a little bit and pickleball really picked up. You could have made some cash off of that.
Pretty easier to get into something like this that's a tangible sport or leisurely activity that you can actually go out to public parks in America and physically watch people having a good time. I'm telling you, man,
seems like you're a little sensitive about pickleball. Are you someone who's suddenly...
I'm blending to pro pickleball here lately because I'll tell you what. They have a couple of courts at the municipal park in Hilliard. That's it. They built two permanent courts there. They have one tennis court that's
knocked
kind of
down
unusual.
One of the schools in Hilliard to
of
build
course.
The pickleball
yeah.
courts. I got it. Yep.
It was actually a school for the deaf and the blind.
Right.
They
yeah.
got rid of
they
that.
Did. They got
they
rid
said,
of that.
We need
mm-hmm.
more pickleball. We don't care about you guys. We
want
right. to play.
Exactly.
And the types of crowds that gather at just these two courts, and it forces everybody to play duos, so you can get four people on the court at the same time, and then you got a team, you're just sitting on the bench waiting to get next, and all of the people are there to play that one game. So I don't have a problem with all these guys focusing their money. They're building a new facility up by the Topgolf, I want to say, and there's just going to be no shortage of business opportunities to put the pickleball with like a craft brewery or a distill, something like that.
That's what we need. A bunch of drunks stumbling around, slamming into each other yeah. with wooden paddles.
Yeah.
This is going to be great. That might be what
we're
going to
do. You're going to die on the hill. You were out from the beginning.
No, I
know.
I'm
the basketball player in me doesn't want anyone taking up the pickleball on a basketball court per se.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if it is a pickleball court and that's what's been played on it, that is fine. Like,
I
that's
will never,
fine. Have
listen,
your fun.
This is. I got to tell you about, this is the trauma that I dealt with as a younger man. When I was in high school, I think it was junior high to high school, I used to go over to Reynoldsburg. I lived over on the east side. JFK Park that was there in Reynoldsburg, I don't know if it still exists, was right by their like,
sure.
township, city, building, whatever.
Park you went to a lot.
They had like six basketball courts going all the time. Like, you could find high schoolers. You could find college dudes coming back. You could find junior high and high school. Like, everybody was playing. And then one summer, we go over there like we always did, rode our bikes over there, and we saw bulldozers and crane thing, or, those digger-type things tearing up the courts. And we're like, what happened? We're kids. We didn't, there wasn't like a Facebook group to find out what was going on.
Turns out, skate park?
It was for a skate park.
Yeah.
And I bet you now,
Tony Hawk,
if that skate
started
park,
all this.
That skate park might be gone too. I don't even know. But what I remember is, at that point, I was like, wait, basketball is getting knocked out for skate park? But that was at the time where, like, Tony Hawk was big and everything was huge and everything was skate parks. And I'm just saying, at some point, basketball is going to still be here. Basketball is still going to be doing great. And pickleball is going to be like, remember when we all did that goofy thing with the kind of tennis, kind of ping pong? Remember that sport? Like, it's not going to last.
No,
I promise you. It's not here to stay.
I will tell you what. It has way more sustainability than skating. I mean, come on.
But I'm telling you, I went through this. I saw
a skating phase, but I couldn't get on a skateboard. I wanted to dress like a skateboarder when I was in middle school, but there wasn't for a second the chance that I was going to figure out how to go and jump down into a bowl or hit the half pipe. I would have killed myself.
I'm going to get a petition going.
This is just
Let's
an easy game
pickleball.
With a paddle. It's
I'm just
paddle
telling
ball
you,
with a net.
I saw when they ripped up basketball courts for pickleball, and I'm telling you they're going to do it. They're going to rip up skate parks for pickleball, and then everybody's going to be shocked when pickleball doesn't work.
Horseshoes
out.
Needs to come back in a bigger way, too. That's easy.
I
got
do
a
like
bunch
it.
Of pits over there. In
I
Hilliard,
do like
too.
Horseshoes. Just a little pitching.
Let's
What's
throw
wrong with
some
that?
Shoes.
Pitching some shoes. Yes, that's exactly
Horseshoes
right.
Horseshoes and hand grenades.
We'll take a break when we come back. One of the best bowl game names is being replaced, but good news, another great bowl game name is replacing it. We'll discuss that all next when we get back. It is Man and Bone with Timmy Hall filling in live from your field on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Northbound State Route 315 reports of an accident after Highview Drive. Right now that has you moving stop and go from the north outer belt. And good news on 71 northbound north side. That accident has now been cleared after Morse Road. However, still expect some residual delays. This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2023. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Live from Muirfield, the Memorial Tournament. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. We are going to be out here today. We're going to be out here tomorrow. Lots of shows out here Saturday and Sunday. So if you're not here yet, but you're going to be here this weekend, come find us 3 to 6. We'll be out here. No Common Man, because, of course, he does not like being around humans, which is fine. I don't know why he tolerates me and Ted, quite honestly.
I don't know.
Humans. But good news, he's been at Disney World this week, which I he went from one group of people to an even larger group of people, I think. If that could be larger, that's where he is.
Didn't you do Disney sometime in the last year or two?
It's been a while for us. We did it
longer than that?
Yeah, like probably four or five years ago now.
Okay.
But yeah.
Maybe Skip Mossick just did Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody around here did.
And by the way, how great is it to hear Skip doing the updates here? Live from the Memorial Tournament. We love that.
Oh, love it, man. That dude loves some golf.
Oh, man.
Skip Mossick loves
Tee to Green.
Some golf.
You can listen to Tee to Green every week right here on The Fan. He'll be out here for that. I'm assuming he'll be here broadcasting live.
He will be. Saturday morning, he'll kickstart it. And like you said, every other weekend show we got, we'll be right here from the booth. Yeah. Skip is, it's a joy to watch him play golf, man. I'm a lucky man.
Is he that good of a player?
Just an entertaining player.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, it doesn't matter how good or how bad he is. He's entertaining.
Entertaining.
Yes.
He puts on a show
for the people.
He should
be like on the WWE of golf. The way he yells and screams and really gets down to
it,
it's fantastic.
That's the golfing that I want to watch. I want to watch the sweary golf channel, not the regular golf channel. I want the one where everybody's swearing and impolite.
He'll just shout out, and you can hear it from holes away.
Exactly.
Or just, you suck, Skip.
Yep, that's
great.
Right. So the bowl game schedule came out, because why wouldn't it? June 1st, that's the day you want to know all about which bowl games you're going to ignore.
It's kick time season, Bone.
Kick time season.
We got to have something to do for the college
football
crowd.
Hashtag kick time season.
I love it.
So the Cheez-It Bowl, not to be confused with the
Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Citrus Bowl.
Which is 4 days
later.
Presented
by Cheez-It, yes.
At the same stadium.
Right.
No confusion.
Camping World Stadium is where this has been taking place.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Disney.
Cheez-It Bowl now is not going to be called the Cheez-It Bowl any longer. Instead, they're going to call it the Pop-Tarts Bowl, which, let me tell you, Cheez-It Bowl is good. Cheez-It Bowl, I love. Personally, I could eat Cheez-Its all day. I know they're not the healthiest thing, but I could eat them all day.
They're a wonderful snack. Great American snack. I said it yesterday, I always have Cheez-Its in the pantry.
Yeah, but if you're going to replace Cheez-Its with another snack that I enjoy, as a naming sponsor for a bowl, Pop-Tarts, excellent choice. Because if you told me, coming out here to the Memorial, or if you said tomorrow you're going to have to eat only two foods, and the two foods you have are Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts, I'd say, you know what, I can survive, and in fact, I will be thriving. I love Pop-Tarts, probably even more than Cheez-Its. And the flavors, out of this world, I could go so many different ways with a Pop-Tart or a Cheez-It flavor, so many different combos you can go to. Delicious. I'm a big fan. If I had to go my perfect mix of Cheez-Its and Pop-Tarts, it'd probably be a white cheddar Cheez-It with, and I'm a pretty simple man on this. I could go, there's so many good directions, but I'll go the cookies and cream Pop-Tart.
Okay.
I like that quite a bit.
I would venture to say that's one of the more out there Pop-Tart flavors.
Oh, is it really?
Well, we were having this discussion, and try to take your personal preference out of it, which what Pop-Tart you would enjoy, but what would you agree are the most stocked Pop-Tarts at stores all across
brown
America.
Brown sugar cinnamon.
I would say strawberry is that first one that's
strawberry
there.
Strawberry and brown sugar cinnamon.
Brown sugar cinnamon and blueberry, I would
blueberry's
say.
Blueberry
might
up
be
there.
That third one that's there.
S'mores.
Then a cherry
made,
and then maybe a
s'mores. Made a big time push lately. I see s'mores everywhere for the Pop-Tarts.
You're right, and I think that is up there. That's one of the more fantastic ones. And then you've got maybe 10 or 12 more that have just become seasonal or limited time editions.
How about a Brad
hot fudge
sticker?
Sundae.
Brad is showing us a Pop-Tarts frosted hot fudge sundae.
That looks pretty beautiful.
Again, it's a chocolate that looks and pretty vanilla good. Icing type of thing going on. How could it be
with
bad?
With a chocolate drizzle on top
how
of the icing.
How could that be bad?
There's a lemon pie Pop-Tart
there
that's
is?
Been out there.
Oh, I've not had that.
Yeah.
That
see,
I gotta
sounds
go
good,
home.
Right?
You know what's funny? And this is not necessarily health advice. This is just me telling you. Pop-Tarts are like one of the least, as far as calories
go. Oh, they're not good for you.
They're like 400, because I count the calories. Uh-huh. They're like 400 calories for two of those Pop-Tarts. And the problem is, in my heaviest days, I didn't just eat two Pop-Tarts. We have a four-bay toaster.
Oh.
I would throw two packs in there, push
You're
them all down at the same
multiple
time.
Packs.
And then I'm getting a giant glass of milk. And now here's my next level I go to. I heat up the Pop-Tarts. I get them nice and piping hot. Break them in half so the little steam gets out.
And then dip them in rainbow chip frosting.
I dip them in the milk. Just dip them right in the milk, and then I have this hot and cold combination. And then pass out because you had billion grams of sugar.
You know what you're making me think of now? For ages, I've been that guy to wake up just naturally at 12:30 or 1:30 in the morning. And my body just gets up, but yeah. I don't have... On a good night, I won't have that much trouble going back to bed, but I will always sneak down into the kitchen, and I will get, as classic as America itself, a cookie and a small glass of ice-cold milk. I even have a special kind of glass that's smaller that I got from one of my beer festivals.
Yep.
Right?
So
it's like
exactly
a seven-ounce glass.
Yep, yeah. They're great.
So it's not even the size of a whiskey tumbler. So I'll get either a classic Oreo or a classic Girl Scout cookie that's in the pantry, one or two of those bad boys, then I just kill the whole glass of milk right up the steps into bed.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe not the Pop-Tart situation, but still something that fits the bill. You know what? Both these companies are Kellogg's,
so
you know what the business dealings here. They just swap out one snack for another, but I got to go with a classic Cheez-It or the new extra toasty Cheez-It.
Oh, the toasties.
Because they're
still good.
They're not getting dust on your fingers like a white cheddar will. It's a bad car snack, that white cheddar.
Yeah.
Just give me classic Cheez-Its and really the brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tart.
Sugar cinnamon is excellent. Yeah, I agree with that 100%. All right, we'll take a break when we come back.
Oh, look at that.
We had a guy that some people may have heard of around here, Jack Nicklaus, said something pretty epic this week. We'll discuss it next. You're listening to Man and Bone. Timmy Hall filling in live from Muirfield on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Northbound State Route 315 after Highview Drive, there's an accident that's causing backups from the north outer belt. About a 5-minute delay at this time. You're also going to find a disabled vehicle off on the berm northbound 71 north side. That's at 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Family Dollar. Refresh your summer at Family Dollar. Beat the heat with low prices and stock up your cooler or fridge with your favorite drinks like Dr. Pepper, Hawaiian Punch, Gatorade, and many more. Family Dollar, helping you do more. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Happy to be wrong, which is good because they're always wrong. This is Man and Bone.
We are live from Muirfield, the Memorial Tournament. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. I am, of course, T-Bone. Pan Montez back in the studio, where he usually likes to be, other than when we're at golf tournaments. Then when we're at golf tournaments, he wants to be out here. It's not too bad, though. We're in the shade, even though it's a little warm. We got a little breeze going, Timmy. It feels good to me. How are you doing, Mr. Icebox?
Yeah.
You like to be in the cold.
You know, the thing about me is, Bone, I do prefer to be up in northern Scotland with the temps.
Yeah, you want to play the Lynx all the
56,
time.
56, 57, 58, and cloudy is my bag. But if golf is involved, I'll go out in 100.
If we
got a free round of golf staring at us, or if that's the only thing standing in the way of me in a good round is the weather, the temps, I'm fine with that. When I was still living in the Kansas area, the PGA Championship was at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So not a terrible drive down from the Kansas City area. And with Tiger being on the streak that he was on, I wanted to go down and saw the Sunday round there. He wound up winning that one in 07 by two strokes. the temps were about 104 degrees.
Ooh, oh,
104 ooh. Degrees.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough sledding.
And the wind was not whatever down the plains. And the wind goes something down the plains. No, right? It wasn't happening like that.
Is that
or
from
if
Oklahoma?
It was hot.
I don't
it was
know.
Hot wind.
Yeah, hot wind. That's I've experienced some hot wind in my day. It's not my favorite thing.
And
I got to be
hot.
Honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've realized about myself cuz so last weekend I was at the Indy 500, which again, another event with
that's
tons
hot.
Of people. It was a little warm. It wasn't it wasn't quite as warm as it is out here, but still it can get hot there, right? But one thing I've learned about myself at golf tournaments, I am usually, if I'm going to something, like if I go to a concert, if I go to the Indy 500, if I go to any sporting event pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before I go, I'm not even buying tickets if I don't intimately know what's going on, who's there. If it's a concert, I've listened to all these bands for years, or maybe I've like re-listened to them, gone back, and like I'll go get the set list for the night and listen and put a playlist together of all the songs they're likely to play and listen to that the week up to get prepared. I get very prepared for events I go to. The Memorial is one of the very few events that I ever go to where I am much more like the person who shows up at an OSU tailgate and goes, who are we playing? You know, like,
what's
on
going on
the
today,
day.
Guys?
Right, like, I actually, this is one of the few places where I don't do a ton of the research. I don't try to suddenly become knowledgeable about golf in a week or whatever. I don't follow golf. I appreciate it for what it is. I think it's an awesome sport. It's just not something I play a ton of or follow very much. So I'm saying it's actually kind of nice to go to a sporting event for once or a concert or something like that. And be one of those people who's just like, I'm just here for the party. Like, what are we doing? Please explain this to me. Tell me what I'm looking at. I like that. I fully admit it. If you come to me and you've got some golf hot takes, I'm here to hear them.
You know what?
I can't go back and forth with you. I can't tell you if you're right or wrong.
I know that you like this stuff. That's what I like about you is it doesn't seem to matter. I'm surprised that you would say that maybe this has happened to you in the last 5 years or so where you mentioned, I got to be really into the event. It's got to be a band that I've watched since I was small and I know everything about them for me to splurge. Because I always pegged you for the guy that whatever the event was, if someone had a ticket for you, you would go.
Yeah.
You would go, even if it was a fringe band that you kind of liked, if there was a show and it was only a 10-minute drive from the house, you're the one, you're talking about going to a Detroit Pistons game just to check it out.
But that's the thing.
And that's a long way away.
Well, it's,
I know you like basketball and all
but
that.
But that's the thing.
But that's
like,
a long way to go
but
for
I,
something.
I got those tickets specifically because it was the two guys, Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green, who went 1-2 in the draft. It was Rockets and the Pistons.
What would you do if you never saw them?
That
you couldn't live.
No, I'm saying. That's how nerdy I got with it. I was like, oh, this is the game. Looky here. It's cheap tickets. There were plenty available.
Yeah.
And then it turned out Jalen Green got hurt, so he didn't play. But I got to watch like two of the top picks. Jay Sean Tate was there.
Not seeing Cade Cunningham.
I know. And then he got hurt.
And then
this
you
year.
Found your basketball in the team shop. You were so giddy about it.
I'm still excited.
I got an official NBA Spalding basketball.
Changed to Wilson. Before they switched to the Wilson ones.
Did they switch to Wilson?
Yeah, it's all Wilson now.
It's all Wilson.
Tom Hanks is thrilled.
It's all Barons.
It's all Wilson. Yeah, it's 100% Wilson making all the balls now in the NBA.
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm saying this is one of those places I go where I do not do all the preparatory work I usually do. If I'm going to an Ohio State football game, I'm aware of what's going on. If I'm going to the Indy 500, I know all the drivers. I know what's going on, what the storylines are. This thing, I like to just absorb.
Yeah,
to come here and absorb and not try to keep up with you guys who definitely know what's going on. I'd rather hear it from you guys. I'd rather follow it along as a casual.
That can be a put-off from people. And anybody that's like that should stop being that way. If they try to, you know, big-time somebody that maybe isn't 100% as in...
Gatekeeping.
Gatekeeping with your sport. Where like, oh, like, if you were to do that to me about soccer, that would probably put me off about the whole sport. And I would say to myself, oh, maybe I shouldn't be watching this. That's not being inclusive, right? That's not bringing more eyeballs and more people into your game, into your sport, whatever it is. So the more generous you can be, whatever piece of the game. Say you just like putting, you know? Say you've been
are there
miniature
people who are
golfing.
Like, are there people
like
who are just
putt.
Like, I'm a putter?
Well, hey,
sorry.
We'll just set you up on the green, baby. Just put the ball right down there. Pretend like you're trying to get up and down.
Are there people rolling
pretend
out?
Pretend to be Rory McIlroy.
On a public track on a Saturday morning, they're like, hey, where are the rest of your golf clubs? Like, sorry, man, I'm just here for the putting.
Well, that's why
I'm a middle distance guy. I'm 120 yards in. That's where I am.
This,
short
this,
game.
This is why I was thinking about there's so many, you know, great ideas and, you know, places that you could go to that have something for everybody, you would love this. So we were up around Lake Michigan a couple years ago, and in Michigan City, or just outside, there's this place called Welter's Folly, I think. It's a distill and a big sort of punch bowl putting course. And so you don't have to worry about a driving range or bringing your sticks. It's just putting, but it's a real green. So they get someone out there, superintendent skills, that knows what they're doing to cut it and keep it manicured and everything.
Really?
And they have 18 holes, and the hills and the breaks are awesome. You know, they're way more severe than what you get on a practice screen.
I had no idea there was even such
course.
A place. I didn't know you could do that.
You couple that with a distill and then putting competitions and little money games, and it's... You know, even though it's a difficult putting course, it's the fun part, it's the easy part. Anyone can just pick up a flat stick and just grab a drink.
Yeah, right.
And they have little drink cup holders staked into the green everywhere
good.
Out there.
I'm all about
that. That type of thing, I would love to have something more like that in our area here. I think west of Hilliard would be a perfect spot for that.
Stop talking. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man.
Hey, unless you're a rich business person who wants to give us the money to make this happen, call Timmy. And
it's already being done.
We're doing it.
Now that the idea is out there.
Intellectual property. We already claimed it. We're doing it.
It's my green and craft brewery.
We're going to rip somebody off. You are not allowed to do that. We're going to do it first, not anybody else. So Jack Nicklaus, he also had a thing or two about building a golf course. He knows a little bit about that. He was talking about the LIV golfers. And I love these quotes when I saw this earlier this week. Because as you know, the Memorial Tournament is a PGA event. The LIV golfers do not go to the PGA events. So some of the guys who did not show up for this one are, you know, two of the four reigning major champions, including Cameron Smith, who won the British Open, and Brooks Koepka, who just won the PGA. Plus Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, so
Sergio,
all these guys,
and on.
Yeah,
and on
there's
on.
Lots of those guys that are doing the LIV thing, playing three rounds, and nobody's paying attention because they're on the CW, unless there's like a weather thing or something. They get bumped for about anything.
Episode of the Goldbergs.
Yeah, right. The Goldbergs knocked them off TV.
Get rid of the playoff.
Show anyway, the hope that was worth the $20 million or whatever you got, Brooks.
Anyway, Heaven is pretty good. I'd rather watch that. old shots of Jessica Biel. Sounds very nice.
Is that still on the CW? Here's what I know.
I hope so.
I don't know what's on the CW other than LIV Golf, and that's not enough to get me to watch, quite honestly. But Jack had some things to say, and I don't think this is mean-spirited at all. He was saying, more or less, that he has tried to send congratulatory tweets and messages to the people who are, you know, winning some of these trophies. He sent one to Brooks Koepka, and he said, you know, I don't even consider those guys part of the game anymore. When he was asked, is he disappointed not to have two of the four major winners coming to this event? He said, I don't even consider those guys part of the game anymore. I don't mean that in a nasty way. This is a PGA Tour event. We have the best field we can possibly have for a PGA Tour event for those who are eligible to be here. The other guys made a choice of what they did and where they've gone, and we don't even talk about it. And he's right. We're not, I mean, we are talking about it now, but I just don't think the LIV Golf guys, as much as, Brooks Koepka popped up. When did he pop up? At a major. That's where people are going to pay attention. Timmy, do you keep up with... You're the golf guy, not me. Do you pay attention to LIV stuff at all?
No, not at all.
Right.
You've heard my stance about it, and, you know, I'll yell about it on the radio, but God's honest truth, that's kind of how I am about it, even in real life. It's kind of annoying to see that much money waved in front of people, and they take it, even though they were going to be right on the precipice of getting all those things to change here on the PGA Tour.
Sure.
So they could have just sort of walked out there right to the edge of the plank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could have
get them to budge
a
little bit. Of course, they were going to get to that spot where they make the threat. Then Monahan and everybody here at the PGA Tour, they're going to make those changes. And you're going to get these huge... Because look what it is right now. People want to give at least some of these LIV Tour guys credit for making these changes to the PGA Tour, and it's kind of hard to not, because if there wasn't this stuff that divided the golf community, you've got to have some kind of a tipping point, and it did that.
Yeah.
But I cannot bring myself to watch these events that just seem so sad and pathetic. You know what? I mean, they're going to be the majors. Okay, I like that. I like the fact that Brooks Koepka can walk off these rinky-dink LIV events and then still go out there and win a PGA Tour event, which is why I think it's cool how Jon Rahm, who's been very pro-PGA Tour, he stuck up for a guy like Brooks Koepka, and, you know, or I think even it was Rory. Rory said Brooks Koepka deserves to be on the Ryder Cup team, because on merit alone, he's played in two what we would say sanctioned events, and he has got himself up in points in playing two golf tournaments, which is two major championships. He had a top three at Augusta, and he won the PGA. If you can do that, buddy, on entering two golf tournaments, then you deserve to be chosen for a Ryder Cup team.
Yeah,
as far as everything else, you can't be here on the PGA Tour because, like Jack said, you guys chose to not really be a part of what we're doing anymore. We told you what would happen. Jack feels very near and dear. He's one of the guys that helped get the PGA Tour to where it is today.
Of course.
I fully understand what he's talking about.
Well, and I still think with the Phil stuff, like Phil Mickelson had a lot of these moments that all those guys wanted in their careers. He had those battles with Tiger. He had, you know, some major championships. And I know he can still win those technically, but Phil Mickelson had a lot of that stuff. And then he had, you know, all the millions, all the sponsors, all the stuff you'd want. He lived that life for 20 years. And now he's got some arguments with the PGA, so then he decides to go off and start a new thing. That's fine for him. But I find, like, guys like Cam Smith, how old is he?
Oh, Cam Smith's got to be 28, 29,
yeah,
30.
Like, still a lot of golf
he's
left
just
in
getting,
front of
he's
him.
He's just getting going.
Right.
Yeah, for that
smokes
guy, it with the putter.
For that guy to make the jump, where then, yeah, he'll get to play in majors,
right,
but he's not going to have a memorial moment necessarily anymore if he wanted to. Those
or
type, or some of these
of
other
10 other big
yeah,
PGA
there's other
Tour
big events.
Events
that
the FedEx
like,
Cup, the playoff events that we have.
And
now
I know he's
going
to get money. He's getting a ton of money to go over there. All those guys did, but I think when you co-opt somebody else's problem, like Phil's problems are his own. He had all these issues, whatever his deal
right.
was, he wanted to do. Greg Norman, those guys, they've all had their moments. Like I feel, and Cam Smith won the British Open. I get it. Like, he's still a really good golfer and still has a chance to do that stuff. I just feel like you gave that away to get a big paycheck when you probably could have gotten, not, like you said, 95%
of it or something.
Yeah,
by
here.
Staying
maybe
here.
You don't get the money that you would have got from Liv. But
and you saw about how Rory McIlroy just turned away $3 million, didn't you? He just basically waved $3 million goodbye because there was an elevated event in the new PGA Tour rules. They want you to play in the elevated events. And if you're one of the, they call it the player impact program,
they kind of take your average of what you're
bringing in on social media, clicks, and revenue. And he just said, you know what, I don't feel like playing in one, so take the $3 million back. Imagine that. Imagine having so much money that just you showing up to enter an event, you said, nah, $3 million, just take it back.
That's amazing.
Cash.
It's wild.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So he's doing that well, still being here.
Yeah. That's what the Liv guys said, no, we don't want to even try to wait for that. We'll just go ahead and get the big paycheck. And I hope they're happy with their decision. I don't think it's working out in the long run, other than the money. Come back, we'll talk about getting some of the dirt from the Aaron Rodgers situation, which now we're starting to hear a little bit of what was actually going on. We'll talk about that next. It's Common Man and T-Bone. I don't know why I forgot the name of the show. Timmy Hall's filling in. We're live at Muirfield on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Blazer Parkway, both sides is completely shut down due to an accident between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and Rings Road. France Road is going to be your best alternate to get around that closure, and an accident is on the left berm on the eastbound North Outer Belt after State Route 315. This report is sponsored by STEM. If the weather calls for rain, then the rain calls for mosquitoes. Keep them away with STEM. STEM is powered by active ingredients found in plants to repel mosquitoes safely and effectively when used as directed. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your undisputed leader in talking about nothing. This is Man and Bone.
Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man. We are live at Muirfield, as the man said. Memorial coverage sponsored by Waterworks. Trusted and certified plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling experts. Visit online to waterworks.com. And by Orthopedic One. Find a physician or location near you at orthopedicone.com. Degenerate T-Bone coming up at 4:48. Would you rather coming up at 5:34, you can tweet us your would you rathers now at manandbone971. We got some listeners here. Craig is out here as he was last year, hanging out again. So we appreciate that. Chilling
What's up,
out,
Craig?
I was talking to them. They said they were out today at the memorial, going to be back tomorrow, going to be back, I think he's volunteering on Sunday, and then last weekend they were out at Sonic Temple, which you know a little bit
just like
about.
Me, man. Yeah. Just like me.
Yeah, Timmy was out at Sonic Temple.
Rock you saw, on.
You saw the Foos? Foo Fighters?
Saw me a little half-hour back half set of the Deftones? And a little side yes. stage Sublime.
Oh, yeah, the Sublime with Rome. Which I feel like, I mean, Sublime with Rome, I feel bad for the Rome guy, like, because obviously the main guy for Sublime no longer with us, and so they've been touring with Rome, I think, for like 20 years.
He's been gone about 30 years
That's
or so.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So time like, to move on.
I think we just at some point just maybe yeah. let Rome just be Sublime. Let him be in Sublime at this point.
I feel like we're getting to a point where it's rare for one of your rock band mates to not die.
Yeah.
From something.
That's getting to be.
How many mainstream bands can you think of?
Wow, where, well, you just saw the Foo Fighters who have who just went through
Taylor
that, right?
just Taylor passed Hawkins, me. Whether yeah. whether it's someone dying young, extremely young, mm-hmm. like in Nirvana's case. I mean,
or you're getting to the like older
Brad
crowds
Delp,
now.
Boston, even some of the older like you know
yeah,
classic
now you're
rock
getting bands that have they've yeah. been around so long that it's like, well, that guy's just you know he died. How old was he? 74. So, it's like, well, yeah, okay. It makes sense, right? So, yeah, that's the weird part about getting old. Timmy, is that we get to a point where all of our bands get old too, and then we're like, oh, now they're acting like old people, and they're not around as much, so that's not good. So I don't like that feeling. I like to think that our bands that we liked growing up are still going to be like
sad, man,
in perpetuity, but they're not.
My saxophonist for Dave died in an ATV accident. That was seven years ago now. Leroy Moore.
Yeah, right. I forgot about that.
He got in the accident. He recovered some, we thought. Mm. I believe he then played in more shows later on in that tour and then went back to the hospital and passed away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, if I'm misremembering that story, my apologies, but it was something strange. But yeah, you do get to that point, right?
Yeah.
Where your bands of your childhood become such a part of you, and as they start dropping like flies, you feel like a little piece of your heart goes along with it.
Yeah, that's right. So it's too bad to see that, and hopefully we get to see some more bands that we love eventually. You know, hopefully this new Foo Fighters, you know, drummer is doing great. Hopefully that's fun. But
he's good.
You enjoyed the show.
The guy can play, man, and that's he was great. As much of a focal point of the show as was Dave Grohl.
Hmm.
And that's typical Foo Fighters, where he is. It's pretty much 50-50 what he wants the drums to be, the percussion set, and the lead.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they want dialed up.
Oh, it's a big sound experience, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
It's Marty McFly on Doc Brown's amp,
turning it all the way up. That's what they want,
those two parts.
So this Aaron Rodgers story that we've been talking about continues to just... I try... Every time I see Aaron Rodgers, I read the story, and then 9 times out of 10, I go, not talking about it today, because I don't have the patience to talk about every single twist and turn in this story, but there is some new stuff that came out here about the fact that Aaron Rodgers has, you know, no respect left for the Packers, or if he does, it'd be hard to understand why. So, according to The Athletic, they are saying that he is still at odds with general manager Brian Gutekunst over the split from Green Bay.
Gutekunst?
There are a couple things here. One was that... Rodgers blames Brian Gutekunst, who's the GM of this team, for failing to communicate. And so that is why he said, I had to leave, was because we never had a good relationship, we never had a good communication. Also, Rodgers' agent, David Dunn, apparently asked the Packers to fire Brian Gutekunst back in 2021.
Wow.
A year after they drafted, why am I blanking on his name?
Jordan Love.
Yes.
From Utah State. Yeah.
They drafted him.
Which was shocking. See how they needed weapons, and they're taking the quarterback.
I mean, none of this is necessarily surprising, right? But it's certainly something that we all have thought, yeah, like Aaron Rodgers can say what he wants, and Brian Gutekunst can say what he wants, but we never really thought these guys were getting along based on all the stuff that we heard publicly, right? I mean, at least I didn't. So now seeing this kind of confirmed by The Athletic makes sense, but hearing that they actually tried to get him fired, I'm how would the relationship be good after that, right? Whether you think that was the right move or not, for Rodgers to do, how could they have a good relationship if your agent is asking for this guy to be fired? And then,
look,
what, you're supposed to earn trust after that?
When you're a guy like Aaron Rodgers, who through his play has an incredible amount of leverage, then you as the organization have reached a point in his career where you better be doing what you just mentioned, the communication part of it, that better be top-notch. That's paramount with what you're doing, because you know that this guy is, A, getting old, he's getting up there, so we have to be very careful about how we manage the roster, because you want to still, so to speak, strike while the iron is hot before he, you don't know when that tipping point is going to come, right? Could be nothing of Aaron Rodgers' fault if he gets a key injury, or he's 40 years old and his body starts to break down. So the fact that they still had him and they were all just walking around there just waiting for the other shoe to drop, it just seems like an incredible dropping of the ball by the Green Bay Packers organization. If they wanted to move on from Aaron Rodgers, then they should have just moved on from him. They should have just been professionals about it, made that clear, shopped him, traded him, and gotten on with their lives. Instead, they're talking about so many things that just draws the process out.
I will add, though, this is yet another example you can put in the file of Aaron Rodgers says he doesn't care, but then he does.
Right? Oh, he does.
Aaron Rodgers, that it guy bothers who's like, him. Hey, man, I'm just out here with my peyote and my little weird tattoos, and hey, I don't really care about anything, man. I'm going to go into a light deprivation chamber for a week.
Guys,
back
like
in touch
care.
With my thoughts. Like, he says he doesn't care, and then he had his agent try to get the guy fired. Right? Try to get the GM of the Packers fired. So,
I mean, he was there for 18 seasons. Can you blame him for caring?
No, I don't, but I'm saying, just admit that. Just own it. I'm just saying he could have just said, yeah, I do care, and it's frustrating. Instead, he tried to say, no, we're good, everything's good, and then behind the scenes, he's actually doing that stuff.
It did also say that they really tried to protect the relationship that Rodgers and head coach Matt LaFleur had, because that was good. So they tried to do their best to even say things like that was all Gutekunst. You know, that was all his idea to do the trade up and draft Jordan Love, but Rodgers said that he didn't buy any of that. He told The Athletic, he said they all signed off on that.
Yep, that's right. And I'm not surprised by that. I know they had to protect that relationship as best they could. We'll take a break, come back. An NFL player has some harsh words for an NFL rule change. We'll explain next. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall, filling in live from the Memorial on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Right lane is blocked due to an accident on westbound I-670. That's after 3rd Street. Right now, a little bit of stop-and-go traffic from I-71. And also seeing an accident with delays on northbound State Route 315 after Highview Drive. About a 10-minute delay back from the north outer belt. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. The Enchirito is back at Taco Bell. Rewards members voted, and now the timeless treat returns again. Smothered in tangy red sauce, covered in melted cheddar cheese, and topped with nostalgia. Order the Enchirito today on the Taco Bell app or website at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity, stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are live at Mirrorfield for the Memorial Tournament. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. We'll be out here today. We'll be out here tomorrow. Weekend programming as well on The Fan will be live out here as well. So if you are looking for us at Mirrorfield, you can find us near the Champions Pavilion, right by like the short game practice area. There's a little putting green over here. The golf shop's not far away. You can find us. We're very easy to access. Big pavilion full of food and drinks right behind us. So definitely come out and say hi. We have got so many more things going on here this weekend. But, of course, the memorial, right? All of Columbus comes out for this, Timmy.
It's great, man.
Also, we've got Would You Rather on the show coming up 5:34. You can tweet us your Would You Rathers right now at manandbone971 on Twitter if you so choose. I would tell you you could send them to the burner phone, but I don't have the burner phone.
So I don't either.
We're not out. We didn't bring it. So
I should just give him my cell phone number.
Yeah, let's just put that out there.
I don't get that many text messages anyway.
I'll tell you what. You put your phone number out here, you will get all the text messages you want. And a lot of them will involve some BH, my friend. You figure out what the B and the H stands for in that sentence, but you'll see it. Show me that BH is what you're going to be getting. me tell you right now, that's burn phone gets some weird text, my friend.
I've been sitting here trying to come up with another BH for the last 30 seconds.
You really
can't.
Can't
do
you
it.
You can only come up with one.
There's only,
that's
one,
only
thing
one
that I can see. And
some...
a certain album from Limp Bizkit comes to mind.
I tried to explain to my wife what the chocolate what chocolate starfish means, and she could not believe that that's what it was. And I said, no, that's what it is. And if you don't know, just look it up on Urban Dictionary.
By the way, one of the cool things about leaving Sonic Temple was this Jeep Wrangler full of dudes. There were five dudes in this Jeep Wrangler with the top down. They were all just jamming to Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
While
we're just
like
waiting
a total
in the parking lot. They
sounds
were.
Like
they
a
had
total
that thing
move.
Cranked up, and you know what? I was bobbing the head when
of
I
course,
walked by.
Of course, it's Sonic Temple. If you're going out to that, I assume that's right in your wheelhouse. Anything Limp Bizkit?
They played it once at Rock on the Range.
Oh,
I should have gone.
You should have.
I didn't realize.
I think
that.
They might have been here. They might have come last year, the year before, or something. Remember they had that resurgence where they had like a new single out and a
yeah,
new album.
Yeah, they came here and played a different venue or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I thought maybe they were at Sonic Temple.
I
one
think
of these
the
days.
Rock on the Range was like in the 2010, 2011 range.
Okay.
Something around there.
Yeah, okay.
Where
that
it
makes
was still
sense.
A good decade past when, back when they were banging.
Back
you know?
When they were banging.
Back
that's
when
right.
I was banging, I saw them at the Baltimore Ravens Stadium, and that was a ridiculous show. Saw my first set there when I was 15
see,
years
good.
Old. Yeah.
By the way, I do have some back when I was banging news. We, Sticker Brad is standing right behind me. We have in the works a new sticker coming soon that involves the phrase back when I was banging. Some more details on that should be forthcoming in the next few days.
What more details do we need other than a back
I'll tell
when
you,
I was
well,
banging
sticker?
Well,
how are you going to get the back when I was banging sticker? Where are you going to get it?
Here?
Where's here?
The fan?
No, what, you're just going to drive up and be like, hi, I want a sticker, and we'll be like, hang on, Paul Keels will bring one out to you. Just sit there, just flash your lights at us, and we'll run out and on skates and tell you what.
I don't know, Man and Bones Twitter account, the fans Twitter account?
Maybe.
You, man?
Maybe we'll do
Panama
some.
Ted?
Maybe at an event that we're doing soon, maybe we'll have some stickers as well. I don't know, I'm just telling you. No, there's not any big event. I'm just telling you. We'll have more details on where you can get those stickers when they get here.
Must be nice. Yeah.
Must be nice.
Be so famous.
Timmy, you're famous. I'm walking around here, and I got people stopping Timmy left and right, telling you your outfit looks great, telling you about your shorts, how awesome they are. So this is all. This is it, man. I'm just I'm rolling in your wake today.
I wouldn't go so far.
I would, and I did.
Man, look at the hat that woman has. That is a big hat.
What are we talking about? What hat are you talking about?
Someone has like
people
just
a mile
large
away
hat.
Are staring now.
It's
at
so
the
good.
Hat. They don't even.
Yeah. I
you
tell
know
you
they
what,
can hear us out here, right?
Yes, I do. That's why it's fun to talk. Because one of the great things about coming out to this event is the people watching. Would you agree?
Yeah, but most people typically don't just scream at them, like, look at her hat. Like, you know, as the people we're watching or walking by, we usually are like, oh, my God, you see that hat? Wow. And we have a speaker in front of us that amplifies her sound so everyone can hear. Jordan Spieth might have heard you
Jordan
say that.
Spieth. Hey, by the way, Spieth is hot today.
Spieth's doing well.
Spieth is hot.
How's
there
he doing?
There are some incredible rounds going on from the stars in this sport. And Jordan Spieth was on 14, which is a birdie hole. I didn't see what he did there, but he is 3 under par already. So he is tied for second for this golf tournament through 14 holes. Must have parred 14. So really incredible stuff from some of the top guys in the game right now.
You know, Jordan Spieth's doing well. Spieth! But you know who's not doing well?
Oh, no.
I think we got to get an update on our buddy. Teddy, let's have a Matt Kuchar update if we can.
Matt Kuchar update.
Kuchar! Yeah! All right, Teddy. It's not going well for our guy right now, right? He's not doing the best he's ever done.
No, he shot a 79 today. 7 over par. Just right underneath 80 today. So Tim could have beat him, I think.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's some shade.
That's bad.
That's some shade on Cooch, I believe.
That's also wrong, but that's bad.
I want to tell you, it's 10 years since Matt Kuchar won the Memorial Tournament, 2013, which means it's 9 years since we started playing that stupid song on our show, because it was the year after he won where we had a boss at the radio station who's no longer here. Who was telling you, Timmy, on your updates.
Are we telling this story?
Oh, yeah, we're telling this story.
You want to tell it? You're a great storyteller.
I, I'm sitting, if as I recall, I was sitting near where you were sitting. And so our old boss, you had done an update, and you were like, oh, this is happening, that's happening, a little memorial, leaderboard update. Coach is doing this. And you just said it like everybody does out on the course.
His nickname.
Everyone
on tour has affectionately called him this. No one thinks twice about it. It's just a shortening of his last name.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
So one of our bosses said, I don't think that's appropriate to say on the air. And we're like, what? What? And
he what said, do you mean, boss?
Right. We had no clue. The look on your face was just stunned. You're like, and then I saw the glimmer in Timmy's eye where he had a little bit of a smile. Like, I don't know what you mean. You're going to have to explain it to me. I do know what he said.
He said verbatim.
Do you know what that is? Like on a girl is what he said to you. And we both and were just like, oh, my gosh.
My only response was to look aghast.
Right.
And I said, oh, wow. I guess I never thought of it that way.
Right. Right. So then I'm hearing this, and I'm losing my mind because I'm like, this guy, his nickname has been established. This is his nickname. We're getting notes on calling Matt Kuchar Cooch. So what did I do? I go into a production booth. I find that song, and then I took my own voice, pitched it down, and said, Matt Kuchar update in the lowest possible voice. And then I just said, Cooch, like every other beat on the song, and put that in there. And then I said, we're doing this because he's the defending champ of the Memorial. We have to give an update on the defending champ. And so basically the boss told us not to say it, and then I decided we're saying it every segment.
Which is why the show is so good, and it is what taking routes like that. And you know what? The Matt Kuchar update has pretty much become a staple of the show. I'm sure that it has gotten back to Matt Kuchar himself.
No.
I guarantee you it has.
There's no chance.
I guarantee you it has.
No, that was actually, we were talking about that. Jen was bringing that up, like, that maybe we should have Matt Kuchar on at some point on the show this week.
And you think he'd be happy enough today to stop by the set after 79?
But I said, not everyone, like, Jen knows, Timmy, you know, everybody listening to us knows, but, like, not everybody here listens to our show. You guys know how stupid we are on this show. You know how fun this show is.
Yeah.
Matt Kuchar doesn't deserve to come into our brand of stupidity and then hear that we have a Matt Kuchar update just simply because we like saying the word cooch because our boss got mad about it once. He doesn't need to be roped into all that. That's what I just didn't want to put him in that spot. So, yeah, maybe he could come on at some point, but I feel like it would be awkward because I'd be like, wow.
You know
what? Remember that time you won the memorial? That was awesome.
that was great, man.
And then back. And
remember that one time we made the Matt Kuchar update? He's like, no, I don't. Well, anyway, it was awesome.
Remember that time you didn't pay your caddy in Mexico? That's also great.
Remember,
two career highlights I've got. That's it. Back
remember
to you.
Remember, you make millions of dollars and don't like to pay the 10%. You know what? Good point, Bone. Probably shouldn't have him on. Not that speed.
Yeah. I'm not there is what I'm telling you. I don't have that fastball. That's it. All right. Well, we didn't get to the guy who didn't like the rule changes in the NFL. Maybe we'll talk about that later because next we've got Degenerate T-Bone coming up. We'll do that when we get back. It's Man and Bone live from the Memorial on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
The right lane blocked off due to an accident on westbound I-670 after 3rd Street. Right now, that has you moving stop and go back from Leonard Avenue. Delays of about 25 minutes. Also seeing an accident off on the left berm eastbound North Outer Belt at US 23. This report is sponsored by KFC. Everybody's going to want KFC's new Kentucky Fried Chicken Nuggets. Each hand-branded nugget is made with 100% white meat and their famous original recipe. You've never had nuggets like these. That's finger looking good. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are live at Muir Field. It is Common Man and T-Bone, but no Common Man today. Timmy Hall is filling in for him. You can actually see Timmy Hall's head. I just tweeted it out, at Degenerate T-Bone, because we're broadcasting right near where players go to work on the short game. And as we're talking about the Matt Kuchar update, we were talking about Kuch. We look up, and directly behind Timmy is Matt Kuchar, currently working on his short game.
Look, so
it's kind of a surreal moment for us on the show. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know much, but I do know that Kuch is about to fire a 61 tomorrow.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. What
Let's
I know.
Get him going.
That's what I know. He's working on the short game. He went right from the 18th green. And he's working on, I don't know if he finished on 18 or 9, I don't know. But he went straight from the clubhouse right back to the short game area. He is getting what they call finely tuned for tomorrow.
Here's what I know.
Yes.
Everybody in Muirfield's going to be disappointed if we don't get weekend Kuch. All right? So let's hope tomorrow Matt Kuchar has a big day. Let's root him on. Let's give him a big gallery. Let's
go
follow around.
Let's go, Kuch.
Let's make it happen. He's
going
to, you know what? He's probably going to get out early tomorrow. Get a nice, cool track out there. He'll feel really calm and comfortable. It'll be good.
We should
look that up. We should see when he's going out so everybody can get out there and support him.
Did you also see another rough round of the day? Our champ, Billy Horschel.
Oh, yeah.
My
it's
God.
Not going well.
10 over par.
Not going well. I know.
10 over. Anthony Rothman will outshoot him by the end of the day.
Don't say Rothman will.
He fired 83 out here.
Geez, you know, I think I'm
good, but I'm not that good. That's the thing about Anthony is he won't take any credit about his golf game.
I know.
Known him, he's not that good. You know, I'm just doing my best. We're just trying to get loose. I'm like, buddy, you're basically the best guy I've ever played with.
Yeah.
With any kind of regularity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
that consistent.
He's got a trophy to prove it sitting on his desk.
He's got a cup.
All right, before we go any further, I got to tell you about our guys at Barstool Sportsbook. Gambling legal in the state of Ohio. You know this, of course, and the place we go to gamble on this show is the Barstool Sportsbook. You can do it online via their app, or you can always go in person to the Hollywood Casino there on the west side where the Barstool Sportsbook physically resides. You've got to go out there and check it out. If you're over 21, of course, you must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time to do some degenerate T-bone quickly. So, Teddy, let's do that.
Common Man and T-Bones.
Degenerate T-bone.
Degenerate T-bone.
T-Bone's picks for the weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites, providing the finest care anywhere. OhioHealth.com/finest care.
All right. I am going to give you a couple quick ones. They're all going to be mostly NBA related. Tonight, the opening game of the NBA Finals between Denver and Miami. Denver is -9 over Miami. Now, I think Denver's going to win this series. I think they're going to win it probably pretty easily. However, nothing comes easily against Miami. That Denver -9 number, I might give a look to the +9 on that. I'd feel much more comfortable with just Denver -360. That's just the straight money line on that. Jamal Murray, I did see, was over-under of 21.5. Bang the over Murray. Bang the over on Jamal Murray.
You know what he averaged?
On Barstool Sportsbook.
You know what he averaged in the Western Conference Finals series against the Lakers? 33 points per game.
Yeah.
He's all right. I would say yes.
And if that number, if you tease it up to get better odds, up to maybe like 26, 27,
absolutely.
I think that's perfectly fine. I think he could easily top 26, 27. I might even go as high as 30. But if you see it 21.5, now that's like a -400 odds. So be aware, you can get a little better odds depending on which number you pick. But that one seems like a pretty part. Pair that with a -360 on the just straight money line, you should be good. That's what I feel like.
Speaking of the finals, also coming from the Barstool Sportsbook app, how great is this? The MVP odds, easy to see how Jokic is the favorite, -335. Jimmy Butler is there at second. That's no surprise, but a big difference there, +300. But the guy we're just talking about, if you want to maybe take a stab at something else happening, again, probably not going to go this way, because if the Nuggets are to win, how could the walking triple-double not get it? But we mentioned how much the guy's been scoring. Jamal Murray's a +1,000. Do you like that value at that point? +1,000
I do think
Murray to grab it? If it's going to go anywhere else, it would be him.
Yeah, +1,000. I mean, that's a lot. But, I mean, that obviously is not likely to happen. But still, it's good value. You want to try something like that. I don't think that's too bad. What else you got for me? Anything else?
Yeah, I'm looking at these Memorial odds from the Barstool Sportsbook app.
Okay.
Because
You know, I'm looking at John Rahm as the odds-on favorite at plus 500.
Sure.
So, I mean, he fired a 2-under, 70. We know there's some better scores up on the board right now, but a lot of time to go. Rory's second-best odd at plus 700. Then Patrick Cantlay at plus 900. But the one that's staring right at me, Bone, fourth in the running now with odds, but a good return, plus 1,400 for Spieth.
Let's
go. Give me
go.
Some of that action. Give me Jordan
like
Spieth, who's 3-under right now. He's looking like he could possibly post a 68 today and, you know, be tied for the lead going into Friday. When Spieth is on and when his flat stick is working, he is such a dangerous putter, he can get around any track in America.
There you go. Perfect. Love that. Love the idea for Jordan Spieth to get it done. Spieth, if he wins and you place that bet, you must scream out your window on Sunday or wherever you are. You must scream Spieth as loud as you can. That's what has to happen. We come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the NBA. An official is in some hot water there. We'll discuss that and talk about the NBA Finals, plus give you more updates here from Muirfield. Get a scoreboard update, all that stuff, too. It's coming up here in just a few moments. Thanks for listening. We're live at Muirfield. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall filling in on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Be on the lookout for an accident on northbound State Route 315 after Highview Drive. That's got you backed up from the north outer belt, about a 2 to 3 minute delay at this time. Also, seeing a disabled vehicle on the right berm eastbound I-70 east side at US 33. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. During Staples Small Business Deal Days, you save 50% when you buy any combination of five or more boxes, mailers, and shipping tubes. Offer ends July 1st. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Concord, New Hampshire location. Prices may vary. Keep your business running right and safe at Staples. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Yeah, it's not happening. I'm not saying it. Sorry. Timmy Hall's filling in for Common Man today. We are live at Muirfield. Memorial coverage here on The Fan, sponsored by The Waterworks, trusted and certified plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling experts. Visit online at thewaterworks.com and by Orthopedic One. Find a physician or location near you at orthopedicone.com. But yes, we are out at the Memorial. I don't know about you, Timmy. I am now feeling like not even just cooled off. I'm feeling almost like just perfect conditions right now.
Yeah.
Where we are. We're in the shade. We got a little breeze going. Got a nice little crowd has assembled. The shade from our tree that we're under is starting to give the fans a little bit more. You're free to come up and hang out. But we're out here till 6 tonight. Tomorrow we have got full slate of shows, I think, at least starting at noon. We'll be out here again. You can see Rothman and Ice will be here noon to 3. We'll be back 3 to 6. And then all weekend long, every weekend show I think that we're doing is going to be out here. Tyvis Powell's going to be out here. Reeser's going to be out here. John Winter's going to be out here. Jeff Thidoff's going to be. I mean, Jeff Thidoff's going to be out here. Yay! Tito's going to be out here.
Hey! And we hit our second wind here recently because we just had a brush with Cooch.
We had a few of our listeners who have been hanging out. We were talking about Matt Kuchar. We look over to our left, and he's right, as you do when you have a bad round, he's right out on the short game green. Working it out, like you said, Timmy, during
the
break.
Yep, right to the short game area.
That's what you want to do. So we had one of our listeners, Scott, went over and said, hey, want to come on The Fan sometime? And he was like, absolutely. So, I don't think
meaning
it's
absolutely
likely.
Not.
Yeah,
unless it's
well,
Anthony
what's he going
to
say? Like, under no circumstances. Of course he was. But, it's very nice of Cooch. He was over there working out. He's back now. I think he's done for the day. Getting back, getting ready for tomorrow. Where, like you said, Timmy, he's going to fire 61 and be here for the weekend.
I want to say that Cooch has a ridiculously low career round here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's got a 63 out of this course.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. That's, I mean I would
yeah,
I
that
mean
sounds
for,
right.
For a guy who
like
won
guy,
it here.
He seems like the type of guy who has certainly had something pretty low, even if it wasn't the year when he won it. I'm guessing you're probably right on that. I was thinking of, because, you know, we're out here, we're remembering different things that we've seen over the years. We're actually, I hope, going to have a little podcast for you next week.
Yeah,
kind
we will.
Of touching on some of the different behind-the-scenes stuff that we've seen here at the Memorial over our many years. All the fan talent going to talk about that. So be looking for that if you subscribe to our podcast, which, of course, you should subscribe. Find the Man and Bone podcast wherever you get podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone on your podcast app. It's free. You hit subscribe. You'll get every single episode, including that special episode talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff at the memorial. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast, that's brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, for what it's worth. But I think one of the stories that I didn't share on that one, it's not really behind the scenes. It's just a memory I have of Muirfield, was I think it was Jim Furyk. And I don't remember the hole, and I don't remember the year, but it was one of my first years out here, so probably in the last 7 or 8 years.
Okay.
Where I was out just walking around. My very first time coming here for any of this for the memorial was when I started working here at the
fan. Sure.
So I come out, I'm walking around, I heard the name Jim Furyk, I saw it up on the board, and I go, oh, I know who that guy is. So I stopped, and he was on his second shot on, I think, what would that be? That would have to be a par four. Because on his second shot from like 100-some yards out,
sure, yeah,
hold it. Just
wow.
Dropped it on the green, rolled right in.
I was just
walking around the corner, and I saw he was getting ready to hit, so I stopped, and I just stood there and was like, oh, this is Jim Furyk. That's a guy I know. And that happened to be the shot that he took. And then I don't even remember where it was, but I remember being in that moment like, all right, well, I could just go walk back and leave now because that's the best moment I'm probably going to see today.
It's not going to the golf viewing, right? Is not going to get better than
someone hitting an eagle
from 150 yards.
Hitting an eagle, that was quite a thing. So
do you remember if it was a ball that backed up into the cup or did it skip forward or dunk it like Michael Block's ace last week?
He landed it, I want to say, a few feet away, and it just rolled straight down in. Like it was not
awesome.
It was just a beautiful shot, but. Yeah, that was one of the first things I saw here and was like, wow, if it goes like that every time, that'll be great.
Yeah,
and then we were here last year. I think that was when the hole-in-one happened, right?
Yeah, we were.
Who last year, a couple years ago.
While we were on the air?
Yeah, we
right?
were talking, and we definitely heard the audio. We heard someone, like,
you could hear the roar.
The roar of the crowd, yeah.
It must have been on 16 then.
I think that sounds right. Yeah, it wasn't too far. But, yeah, we've had some good moments out here. So our broadcast location is really nice. Easy to find. Champions Pavilion is right where we are near. If you're coming out here, make sure you stop by and see one of the shows. Come by, hang out with us. Craig's over here hanging out. We're having a lot of fun just kind of talking throughout the breaks and stuff. So it's cool. It's nice having a little bit of an audience. NBA Finals are tonight, as you may be aware. Heat taking on the Nuggets. Denver is the higher seed here. It's fascinating to me, Timmy, that play-in tournament, which I'm not necessarily a huge fan of, but that play-in tournament had two of the four teams in the conference finals with the Lakers and the Heat.
Yeah, how about that?
The Heat lost one of their play-in games, but because they were the high seed, they got to do the second game, and then they won. Now, again, you have a play-in tournament team in the finals. It's a nice story for the Heat, and they're obviously talented. They've obviously got to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, but Denver seems like this is the no-brainer pick for me. I'm looking at Denver saying, you've got Jokic, you've got Jamal Murray, who I am a huge fan of, as you heard in Degenerate T-Bone, but I just think that entire roster has all these dudes that if they all put it together, and this year in this playoff run they finally have, no one's stopping them. And I don't think it's going to be very hard for them to get like a five-game win out of this.
I agree with you, and we can sit here and we can talk about that rest versus rust situation, but when we are trying to think with our wallets and not with our hearts in this situation, I'm looking at a team that had a back-to-back MVP, could have been a back-to-back-to-back MVP,
sure.
Probably should have been, if we're just focusing on the guy and his talents, the way that he passes the ball. Dude, I mean, you and I, clearly we've been watching this sport since we were kids, and I can't even think of a comp for a guy like Jokic. Really can't. He is somebody that's got, you know, Kristaps Porzingis height, and they told us that guy was supposed to be basketball's new unicorn, right? And he's good, he's fine, but here's this dude who's a second-round pick, nobody thought much of him. He's got an unorthodox shooting release. I don't know how he throws in some of the three-point shots that he throws in, but the timeliness of him, his passing, again, you just got to hit.
Oh.
As much as he can score and how he can dunk it down on the block for you, how he's got the long range, the mid-range game. It's the court vision and how he can set up his teammates that makes him special. So I cannot go against a team that just swept a squad with LeBron James and a great playing Anthony Davis on it. I can't go against those guys. I'd be happy to give the Heat a couple of games, but there's no way I'm not taking the Nuggets to win the series. Whatever, you know, the Barstool odds going to be minus 360, minus 390, I would not recommend going against that. The story's going to run for the Heat. It's been a hell of a run. Play-in tournament, you can use that as a good time to say it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It created a little bit more excitement for the end of the regular season and for the start of the postseason. So I think all is good here.
Yeah, I agree. I like how that has worked out. I'm not saying I was necessarily a fan to start with on the play-in, but can't argue with the results. You got two of the four teams in the conference finals. I think that has to speak to how good that is, and it allows teams that maybe had a rough start to the season like the Lakers did, where they had to trade away half their roster.
Absolutely.
They figured it out. Now, a guy who's not going to be in the NBA Finals is Eric Lewis. He's a referee who, if you're on Twitter, you may have run into him as Blair Cutliffe, because this is what the NBA is currently investigating. There were some tweets that were revealed. A couple Twitter users dug these up by this Blair Cutliffe account, where people were kind of ripping Eric Lewis as a referee and ripping some of the other referees too. This Blair Cutliffe account was like, hey, Eric Lewis doesn't suck. You suck, stupid. It was something like that. And among other things, was defending some of the calls that were made and talking about how, you know, various officials got things right.
Are we sure Kevin Durant isn't doing this?
Well, it's very much Kevin Durant behavior, because Eric Lewis, it appears, is being investigated because a couple Twitter users pointed out this looks like this is his account. So the account was deactivated briefly last week when this all came out. Now it is back active again, at least as of last night it was. NBA spokesman Mike Bass said on Thursday, regarding Eric Lewis and the social media posts, we are continuing to review the matter. He will not be working the finals. He's a guy who had been working the finals previously multiple years. I think it was at least the past 4 years. So it's not like he's a guy that doesn't have the qualifications to do it. They clearly think there's something behind this, and even if there isn't, they're suspicious enough of it to say, we're not going to let him work the finals.
Why do you care?
I don't know.
He's reffed over 1,200 basketball games.
Yeah.
Been doing this for 19 years. Regular season, postseason, finals, conference finals. And he's got to go back and backtrack off some of his calls or go to social media. If there's a couple of jobs I can think of where I just wouldn't want to mess with social media. One of them is what you and I do.
Right,
but yeah. You know, we kind of have to. But being a referee, certainly one of those, because I'm making a lot of money just from doing the job, so I can kind of turn my blinders on to what everyone's saying about me on social media. I'm going to hear enough of that just in the arenas or at the stadiums where I'm working. So at some point, if you're going to do that job, you've got to learn how to put up those barriers and just not care. Go and do the best job that you can and hope that that's good enough.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, because those guys also have access to NBA players. Like, they are, you look at how many times referees have interactions with players where sometimes they're in the heat of the moment, they have their moment, they, you know, they yell at each other, they say mean things to each other, but these guys, if they were out in the off season and, you know, another country, and they saw one of the NBA stars, they'd probably be able to go up to him, talk to him, have a conversation, because they're coworkers, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you are in the NBA
circle
of influence in a major way. And yeah, they have a high pressure job. They sometimes get those calls wrong. You're right. Social media is the last place you should be, because at least in our job, we interact with people on social media. It helps to be able to talk to the audience. I think that's cool. I think it means there's no good that can come out of a referee getting on social media, because all they're going to do is get mad. Even if they are 100% right on their calls and the NBA says they're the best ref ever, they're still going to have people who say, that ref sucks, he screwed us, he hates our team. Every time he refs our games, he calls us bad. So
there's nothing to gain.
There's no upside.
From it. There's nothing
gain
from it at all.
And now you risk at least a part of your career. You risk, here he could have been working a finals game for the fifth year in a row, and instead he's not going to do that.
Yeah, that's a big
dumb decision. Yeah, I just don't know what possesses people. But then again, Timmy, we know this from working in this job. There are people who have millions of dollars in their bank accounts who get super excited that they've got the phone number of an Ohio State player because they're, you know, doing the NIL thing, right? Like, you have these people who just want to be connected to something in sports in a certain way. When they have access, they have the ability to donate to the school. They have access now with the NIL stuff where they can just donate and help the football team out. But they're like, yeah, but I got to know that guy's phone number. I got to be able to chat with him one-on-one. These NBA refs, they have access to the game. They're a part of it. That's your verification. You don't need to go on Twitter and say, oh, and by the way, you guys are all wrong. I'm smart. You suck.
Yeah.
Like, that's just dumb.
On top of that, like trying to flex on kind of who you know and what the connections are, I've seen people in this media business get hot and bothered over one or two tweets.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. One or two that hit their stream.
And they lose their minds.
And you say, buddy, that's just... That's quiet.
That comes with the territory.
Maybe a loud minority right there.
Right, it comes with the territory.
Think about some of these celebs that have thousands and thousands of negative messages. Remember what EJ Liddell had to tell us a little bit about. You know, how nasty some of those messages were that came in after the Buckeye basketball team lost to Oral Roberts. I haven't really known anyone in the media to go through anything like that, but you just got to move on from it.
Totally agreed. Would You Rather is coming up. You can still tweet us your Would You Rathers at manandbone971. Tweet us those now. We got a few minutes left to get those in. We'll come back, tell you about an international superstar that could be coming to the NFL. And also, I had a listener question that came through on Twitter involving something we said on the air, so I want to answer that question too. So we'll get to all that coming up next. It's Man and Bone live from your field. Timmy Hall filling in on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
670 westbound after 3rd Street. The right lane is blocked due to an accident. That has you moving stop and go back from 5th Avenue. And also a disabled vehicle on the left berm eastbound North Outer Belt at State Route 315. This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you earn doubled. The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Eddie Zellick for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are live from your field, the Memorial Tournament going on day one. And oh, what a day it's been. Beautiful weather out here. Finally getting some shade where we are. We're getting a nice little breeze, Timmy. And we're getting that time of day where most of the patrons out here at Mirfield have enjoyed enough golf.
They've had a long day.
And now they're ready for some, I don't know, some liquid
libations.
Libations, right?
Yeah.
As they, are kind of like the day's not done. People are starting to make their way though to the maybe they know someone who lives off of a tee box or a green. They've got one of those houses, those nice places. Now they're cozying up to that spot, heading out to the patios. This is
the birdie juice needs to flow.
Oh yeah, this is good times.
We could use some cold beverages ourselves.
Oh yeah, well
to go nicely with this wind and this shade that we're feeling.
All right. So
a little icy cold bevy would be so nice.
I haven't helped you out yet with this because I've been doing the show and didn't think to do it. But
what do you got over there? What are you cooking up over there, Bone?
I'm trying to find the tweet because we just got. Hang on.
Okay.
I'll get this. Hang on. Got a little message from our guy, Steven. Our little guy, Steven.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Steven said, come behind where you are
to
the beer tent.
Oh.
So I think we should go visit Steven in the next break, is what I'm saying. I think we should go hang out and see what's going on.
But start yelling for Steve. He sounds like a very cool guy.
Seems
I'm
like
just going to
no,
say
he is.
That.
I met him last year. He's an awesome dude. So we're going to go hit that up as well. But there is a listener thing I wanted to get to before we get into this international superstar business. So I got a tweet earlier today, and it was from Elizabeth. She said, listening to the podcast, you guys referenced DX. What does that even mean?
Oh, thanks, DX.
Hashtag GTA.
I even know what that is.
So DX, back when I was banging.
Thank you.
This was when we were in school, when I was in high school. This was when wrestling was huge. It still is huge, but it was, pro wrestling was at its nexus. I mean, it was as big as it got. That was Raw, his war, You had Thursday Night Thunder. You had all this
Monday
stuff.
Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw, of yeah. course. Yeah, yeah.
That was my speed.
And Monday Nitro with WCW. So
oh, you had all that competitor.
Going on. Yeah. So then.
Didn't Macho Man defect
Macho
to
Man.
WCW? Was
he
one
went
of
over
the
there.
Guys.
Hulk Hogan. Too, right? Hollywood defected. Hogan. That was all the NWO.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, that's right. So in that time period, there was D-Generation X.
D-Generation X.
Shawn yeah. Michaels and Triple H started that. And eventually they had the Rogue Dog and X-Pac Man. And Badass Billy Gunn and all these other dudes. But their thing was they would do a little crotch choppy as a little signal of, well, you read into that what you want.
Well, but, and I think we also went around middle school just chopping it up all
yes.
across the hall.
So,
I mean, we might have hit, you know, 100 chops
right.
in a day.
That's right, Teddy. That's exactly the
go.
Music.
There we
where
go.
I would just yeah. be like, the bell would hit in 7th grade or 8th grade, and I'm just out in the hallway just like, like just crotch chopping it up. And that's what we did. Like, every you see your buddy in the hallway, be like, and that was all we did. Was just that little D-Generation X crotch chop motion towards each other, like all the time. By the way, never did this towards like anyone to be offensive. It was always to like do it to your buddies. It was just another way to be like, hey, it was like flipping them the middle finger. It was like, hey, you're my buddy. Bleep you. Like, that's basically what it was.
What was the thing? Were they the ones that all said that if you're not down with that, we got
two words for you. And you can figure
yeah.
out what the two words are. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yes, they would. Yeah, the whole thing. Road Dogg would come out and do his whole spiel.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
awesome, man. That was, yeah. So anyway, Elizabeth asked us that, and I get it. If you weren't an idiot who was like a middle schooler or high schooler in the late 90s, you may not have paid attention to this stuff, but that's what DX is. So I just wanted to help out the listeners. So I figure that's good. Teddy was crotch chopping everybody just last week in the office because that's what he does. He still rolls with DX. He's a big DX guy. So what can we say?
I love one of the highlights of my week is when I get to witness Matty Ice and Panama Ted.
This is such a
talk
great thing.
Shop.
You are right.
About wrestling. And I will sit there and just soak it in.
So Panama Ted still watches a lot of the wrestling. He'll watch WWE. He will watch AEW. And Matty Ice will watch a lot of that stuff, too. And they are the two guys that really keep up on it.
Oh, man.
You know who the third guy is, though, in the office who does a lot of that? 10TV's Dave Holmes.
Yes. Well, he wears a wrestling t-shirt
almost every day. Yeah, almost every day he's got some kind of wrestling shirt on.
That's what I like about him. He does not sit in the office with his suit and tie on.
No.
He wears a homage wrestling tee,
mm-hmm.
and then when he's ready to go hit the TV studio, he'll put on his dress shirt, jacket, and tie.
Yeah,
but
that's
we do
right.
talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
But the way that Matty and Panama Ted break it down, it's almost as if like you and I were in the thick of watching Breaking Bad while it was in the middle of its run, and we're talking about it, you know.
Yeah.
Head to
it's
toe.
High level stuff.
Midweek, you know, oh man, like, did you see what Jesse and Walt did this past weekend? You know, what do you think's gonna happen on the next episode? They're breaking it down deep levels. Like this storyline, that storyline, what's coming up in the next cage match, what
sure,
have you.
Yeah.
And I'm completely lost and I'll kinda nod along and sit there and I'll love it. And I'll ask him about Rey Mysterio. And they told me Rey Mysterio's still wrestling. I was just trying to pick somebody from 20 years ago.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
oh no,
Teddy,
he's out, he's back.
Isn't his
like, okay.
Teddy, isn't his son, isn't that like a big storyline where him and his son are like feuding, or they were feuding? Am I wrong?
Yeah, they were feuding, and that's kind of come to an end. But yeah, his son Dom is probably the most hated heel in all of wrestling right now.
He just brings on the boom. Dom Mysterio, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dom.
Oh, yeah. Rey Mysterio, man, hit you with that 619. Being from San Diego, that's the area code for San Diego. That's
what was
619.
What was the 619? 619
was
that when he climbed up on your neck and then whipped you down?
No, he would, like, you'd be laying in the second rope. Like, he trips you and you fall and you land with your shoulders and neck over the second rope of the three, you know, the middle rope of the, like, the turnbuckles there, right?
Wow.
And then he runs to the other one across from you, bounces off of it, then jumps through the first two, grabs them, flips around sideways, and kicks you in the face.
Wow.
619 is one of the best wrestling moves of all time.
Wow, finish with a face kick.
Oh, the 619
is great. I don't know if it's a stone cold stunner, but it'll do.
It's pretty great. All right, real quick on this, the big name that's coming possibly to the NFL. This is international soccer star, English Premier League star of the English national team, Harry Kane. He has said he wants to explore a career as an NFL kicker. He said, I would love to give it a go. He told Michael Strahan that he'd like to explore it. He says, I know it would be a lot of hard work. I'm not expecting to just rock up and start kicking field goals. It'd be a lot of practice, but yeah, it's something I'd love to do. The NFL's been, I've been following it for about 10 years now, and I love it, so I'd give it a go. I mean, he's still got a lot of soccer. He's 29 years old. He's not going to retire from international soccer anytime soon, but if he dedicated himself to that full-time, I bet he could be a pretty good kicker, because all these guys who play soccer just have a big leg, but he certainly has one of the best in the Premier League.
All right, so how high up there are we talking about in the pantheon of English soccer players? This guy's got 213 goals for Tottenham.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got 55 goals for the national team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not even 30. This dude's, I know he's an insanely talented guy.
Yeah, like,
I've seen the play, but how in the pantheon of all of them, where is he?
In the Premier League, he'd be, you know what, like, not now, right? But maybe say 3 or 4 years ago, he'd be like Matt Ryan with the Falcons. You know, where you're like, this is one of the established
MVP
best players.
Guy at once.
One of the best established players in the NFL. Maybe not quite at the height of his, but still really, really good. Not Matt Ryan now, but you know what I mean? Like, one of those guys who's just always really good, always on a team that's not that great, but he's really good on that not great team. And I mean, again, Tottenham usually finishes top five, top ten. They're not as good as what they should be. They should be like a Champions League team. Anyway, he's really good. So him coming to the NFL would be quite the thing, but that wouldn't happen, I would guess, for at least 5 or 6 more years.
All right. Now he and Jack Grealish walk into a bar. Who are you going with?
I know you
different kinds of players.
Harry Kane's the bigger star, but Jack Grealish is a great player too. Those are a couple of good English players right there you just named. And I know you think you look like one of them. Jack Grealish.
That's somebody else said that.
Who said that?
I don't know. I don't remember their name, but they said it.
Did I say that?
Maybe you did.
Did I? I don't think.
Well, when I got one, maybe Beamer gave me the Jack Grealish.
Maybe I did. I don't remember what I say. I'm lying all the time, Tim.
That kind of haircut, you know?
Yeah, you do have that kind
of
haircut.
I like to get extreme haircuts. I mean, not extreme haircuts, but when I cut my hair, I cut my hair.
I'll see. Yeah.
I'm not like Common Man where he cuts his hair so no one will ever know.
I will say,
I will let it grow and then cut it.
His leg day is a lot stronger than your leg day. And that's okay. He is a soccer player.
Right?
That's how it should be. That's fine. But
thick quads.
He's got the massive calves and the thick quads. All right, we're going to do it next. Would you rather, coming up right here on The Fan. It's Man and Bone, Timmy Hall filling in live at Muirfield. It's Man and Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
Southbound West Outer Belt, an accident is off on the right berm after Cemetery Road, causing a little bit of slow traffic from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard, and a disabled vehicle now cleared off from the right berm eastbound I-70 east side at US 33. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Print and Marketing Services helps small business print big. Now get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends July 1st. Visit staples.com/printbig for details. This is your sign to try Staples, where your prints are perfect, guaranteed. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Pondering life's stupid questions.
What if C-A-T really spelled dog?
It's time for Would You Rather.
Sponsored by Atlas Butler Plumbing Services.
It is that time. We are live at Muirfield for the Memorial. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man today. The winner of Would You Rather, of many tweets that we got today, the winner of that is going to be getting a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue. Timmy, you ready to go with these Would You Rathers?
Love me some Would You Rather, Bone. There's nothing I would rather do right now.
Oh, look at you. That's perfection right there. Nuckeye Butt says, my guys. By the way, Panama Ted is doing all the sound today and off to a good start. Way to go, Teddy. He says, Nuckeye Butt, would you rather be able to drink all you want, eat all you want for free at the memorial, but you have to be on air all weekend, or get to play in the memorial, but you have to wear Chops' salmon suit?
What is this salmon suit that
well,
Chops wore?
I mean, it was like a, you know, salmon color.
Just
a like
color,
a pink, like a like a fashionable kind of muted pink. It's not necessarily. I don't know.
We talking about like a blazer to complete a suit ensemble?
So I got to wear a suit jacket. I believe he had a full on like Miami Vice level suit of this color. So yeah, I mean, I'm
going to play in the tournament wearing the salmon suit.
You are. See, I don't golf, so I would much rather be eating and drinking for free all day long, and I just have to do like a show from here. I love doing shows from here. This is great. So yeah, give me that. Duke says, my fellow high IQ idiots.
But he could also re-rack it.
Would you rather live in a world where there is absolutely no college, minor league, or semi-pro sports, or absolutely no professional sports? For what it's worth, high school sports would exist either way in this scenario. That's intriguing.
What a question.
So you'd basically have, like, let's say the NFL or the NBA. All these guys would come in, but they're high schoolers. So it'd take them a few years before they get fully developed. But you wouldn't have, like, Ohio State football.
That's getting professional enough. I can't believe I'm saying this. The old man in me talking. Get rid of those professional sports. You and your bags of money.
Yeah?
Give me the amateurism. College golf. I'll get out there to Scarlet and Gray. I'll watch that.
God, can you imagine how big the contracts would be in college sports, though, if it was like, you only get to play for 4 years?
Would, yeah.
They would do like, here's a 4-year contract for $700 million. We're going to put all your career.
You're going to time out, and then you can't play ever again.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my gosh. What would everybody do with their time? That's amazing. Skeet Shooter Jizz Horncamp says, my peeps.
I love grass.
Thank you, Schlakes. Would you rather have to sleep in a bed in the summer with winter clothes on or sleep in a tent outside all winter?
Oh, give me the tent outside. Give me the Sub-Zero sleeping bag. If I can get one of those little air mattress things. That was my first big mistake when I went, rough camping for the first time, is I didn't have any kind of air mattress. It was just right on the rock.
God.
So that was a rough night's sleep. But if I can do some of that, yeah, I'll get the proper clothing and sleep where it's cold.
Sleeping outside in a tent in winter, I guess if you had the right apparel, you're right. I could probably deal with that better than sleeping. But it's inside, it's air conditioning. And again, as long as it's
summertime with winter clothes on, no.
But it's inside. Uh-uh. I guess I would still go
sleep
to be
in the
warmer,
nude.
Warmer than colder is what I would choose. That's where I'd be. Jordan Spieski says, my Thursday cooch lovers.
God gave me big hands and a strong grip.
Would you rather be at the memorial all day with no sunscreen, hat, or any protective gear, or stand in a busy driving range for an hour? You can move to dodge the balls.
Great.
I mean, I could probably die if I got hit by a ball that I didn't see. I mean, for an hour, I'm not going to see all of them, and I'm not quick enough to move out of the way of all of them either. And I'm sure most people would be teeing off aiming for me anyway.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go with the no sunscreen, no hat, and just try to find some shade as much as I could.
I'm with you. If it's a busy driving range, I mean, you're not going to be able to follow that many shots in an hour of trying to dip, dodge, duck, dive, and dodge. That's going to suck. So I'll take the sunburn and recover.
Dustin says, my Solanas.
Solanas. Here we go.
Would you rather be forced to move the show to a social media format with video a la Instagram Live or Twitch, or be forced to see a school play / dance recital for any current or future children, including nieces, nephews, grandchildren, every Friday from now until you're dead?
Oh, man. You guys would be quite popular on a social media stream. It'd be just fine.
I'll tell you what.
Find you.
Common Man and T-Bone will be on OnlyFans next week. That's what's happening. Yeah. That's what's happening.
JFF and OnlyFans.
We're streaming. We're not going to Twitch.
Let's go.
Are you kidding me? Black Sasquatch says, my guys and girls.
Everybody wants it smaller and soft so they can dig their fingers into it.
That's right. Would you rather capture a Bigfoot, or be kidnapped by a Sasquatch and become part of the family? I mean, I guess if I captured a Sasquatch, then I would be like an international celebrity, right?
Can I have the Sasquatch be a part of my family?
Yeah, like Harry and
Henderson. When I capture it, Harry and the Henderson.
Yeah, exactly. I think
movie? Lithgow?
That seems right.
Yes, I got a yes for that.
We drove, by the way.
Seems like a great dad.
Because this is the woman I've married. She and I are alike in very similar ways. She was obsessed with, when we went to Seattle, going to the house where they shot the exterior shot of Harry and the Henderson, which is in a neighborhood in Seattle. So we did drive over by this house. And
major fan.
Yeah, well, she loved that movie.
I didn't know that movie had mega fans like that. But
well,
that's
I mean,
great.
It's just it was more like we're here, we might as well go see it because we're in Seattle. Let's go a couple more. Jeffrey says, "My guys,
I'm just gonna bang it on you because you're big."
Thank you, Tony. Thanks. Would you rather have to streak at the Memorial when Cooch is putting on the 18th to win? No legal recourse.
That's important.
Or be everybody's milkshake in
B-word.
All 4 days and never get tipped or get to watch any of the tourneys. So you're basically running the famous milkshakes from the Memorial out to people at all times. You never see any of it. You don't get tips or anything. But you know what? I can't go streak. And then what? Streak. If I ruin it for Cooch, I'd feel awful.
Well, I mean, this is all part of it.
Do I then get to move away from Columbus?
He could back off of his putt.
I can't go run naked through the 18th green. And
there's no legal recourse.
Here. Yeah, but
which
then
means
I live
there
here.
Would be, which there's means there would be no recourse. Job. There would be no job recourse. There's no legal recourse.
Oh, there would be a job recourse.
No, I'm taking the no legal recourse to
Dom
mean
be like,
your
hey,
status is fine.
You can't run naked on the field. I know that. You can't do that. He'd be yelling at me the minute I did it.
Those guys don't appreciate that. This is etiquette in golf. You ever heard of that? You don't walk in someone's line. You don't streak naked on the green.
Last one. Owen says, "My guys." Teddy, you got me. You got me on that one, buddy. You broke down on 270 during the show. Would you rather text Common Man and hope he sees it and sends help, or text Brian Hartline, but he comes in the ATV and your safety is not carried? I would text Common Man because Mike would just like instantly Venmo me like, I don't know, some large amount of money and be like, call someone who cares and get it fixed. I can't help you.
If Brian is driving us on pavement, I'm good. But the minute he turns off onto a farm, I'm getting off. Stop the vehicle, Brian.
That's right. You know what? And that one wins. That was a good one by Owen, too.
That's
so
good.
Owen wins. Yeah. You get a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue. Back page when we come back. We are live at Muirfield. Timmy Hall filling in for Common Man. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
An accident is off on the right berm, southbound West Outer Belt after Cemetery Road. A little bit of slow traffic in through there from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. You're also going to be stop and go moving along eastbound 670 between Cleveland Avenue and I-71. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Print and Marketing Services help small business print big. Now get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends July 1st. Visit staples.com/printbig for details. This is your sign to try Staples, where your prints are perfect guaranteed. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Final segment of the program. We are still out at Muirfield, the Memorial Tournament. Patrons making their way to their vehicles. A little bit of that is happening now, obviously. Still a nice day out here at Muirfield for day one of the Memorial Tournament. Don't forget, Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinbra Motor Company right here on the Fan. So we'll be out here tomorrow, Timmy, 3 to 6, same time. Rothman and I will be out here noon to 3 before us. So that'll be fun. Tomorrow you will have plenty more going on, or tomorrow, Saturday, you will have more action out here on the course. You will have, of course, more action here at the Fan booth. Skip Mossick doing tee to green. A lot of other Fan Sports Saturday shows will be out here.
6 hours of it.
Six hours of that.
And then you and Beam with a soccer pod.
Well, that's recorded.
Right
in
the crew.
We won't be out here.
No.
But that's you're right. That's on the air.
The day's events.
Yeah, and then Sunday we've got even more. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for this weekend, and it's always a good weekend for, I don't know, the official start of summer. It's somewhere in between Memorial Day weekend and this weekend.
Agreed.
I don't know exactly where you all put that. For me, I kind of think when we hit the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, I feel like summer's officially started. Maybe
yes.
Some people feel like once they get out here, their summer's officially started. But either way, we're in it now. We got a few months of summer. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah, and we haven't even gotten to summer yet. So for
not
someone
the
like
official
you, right,
summer,
yeah.
But it is summer.
This
is summer.
The weather that just hit us now. And you're right, when
when it's Memorial Day weekend and pool season begins.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I have always associated with the start of summer. School is out.
Mm-hmm.
School's out for summer.
Look at you with the Alice Cooper. Good for you.
So you got that. No school, no more teachers, no more books. Pool opens. Oh, your amusement parks fire up,
amusement
too.
Parks are fired
also
up
right around Memorial Day weekend, and that's when they're open from Monday through Friday. They might get some weekend action in April and early May, but all those things, yeah, and then you hit the Memorial right here.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Yeah, it's a good time to be. I'm not saying it's the best month of sport. And we had that yesterday. We were talking about this study that said fans believe October, November is the best month for sports, those 2 months. But then the study showed that it was like 9% of people said October, 9% of people said November, and then 4% said July or August, and they were like, those are the worst months. It's like no one really had a consensus. Every month was between 4 and 9% of the respondents, you know, over 12 months. So
I don't need good sports months in the summer.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, June, July, fine.
And you know what? Baseball is enough. Baseball
and golf, for me, too.
Golf is going.
Major championships.
Major League Soccer's going on, but most of the other soccer leagues around the world are kind of dormant during the summer unless there's a World Cup or something. But, yeah, I mean, and obviously hockey, NBA, that's all done. Their drafts are happening. But that's what we've got going on for the most part. So I feel like summertime now, we get sports stuff lightens up a little bit. We get to go out, enjoy some vacations, some travel, some nice days like this at Muirfield. This has been great. And then, of course, you know, once you get done with the summer and you're like, man, it's getting a little hot, boom, it's football season. Yeah. And we're back, and then it's Christmas.
Yeah, beautiful. Look at there. There goes our man, Matty Ice.
Had
himself a nice three-hour tour
the research
out there on the
Matt
course.
Hayes is putting in. He's out on the course. He was taking notes. He's like, tomorrow it's going to be all notes on the course. His notes were in liquid form is what it looks like, so that's good.
Yeah, well, he's loving life.
You can see him back out here tomorrow starting at noon with Anthony Rothman. Check those guys out. And I will tell you this, Rothman and Ice always get good guests when they're out here, so what golfer will they land tomorrow? Stay tuned.
They had Sam Bennett on today.
Yeah, go listen to that on the podcast if you didn't. Find their
first
podcast.
First professional round here, Sam Bennett. Won the USAM, low AM at Augusta. He's here. He's on tour. He's checking out Jack's place and a nice 1-under 71 for that young man.
Yep. Coming up tonight, Buckeye Show is next with Tyvus and Tito. They will both be in doing that. Full 2 hours there, so you've got that coming up next. And then we'll all be back out here tomorrow. Let's do it, Teddy. Let's hit the back page.
The back page.
The back page.
With Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
All right, Timmy, give me a back page story.
All right, a golf-themed one for you. I even showed you how I had this document sitting up on one of my word sheets today. I have a spoof Masters letdown email that I keep handy because I'll tweet that out when I get my annual rejection from Augusta National. But if you did not know, I don't even know why I'm telling anybody this, because I don't want anyone else to apply for tickets because that decreases my odds of ever winning them. I have no idea how the algorithms work, but clearly the way you can get tickets to Augusta is you go to their website and you just get into a lottery. You have to give them your actual address and phone number, so it's like one per household can apply.
Oh, wow.
And Golf Digest was just letting me know, if you weren't aware, you can now apply for 2024 Masters tickets. So, in a very, very nice headline, get ready to have your heart broken, parentheses, again.
Yep,
and that describes exactly me. Unless you're Beamer or Anthony, I'm sure they'll have Sunday badges waiting for you. But if you're like me, on my level or worse, join me in a club that will never get to go there as long as they live, and we'll just live it on TV every single season.
I will tell you, buddy, I know you're paying a little bit. Indy 500 I love to go to, and I have
tickets
now.
Go every year!
No, I know. But what I'm saying is the seats that I want, turn one seats, never available.
You know what? You can stick me in. You can bury me in Ray's Creek. I don't care where you put me.
You'll sit under one of those trees that's falling down. You're like, I don't care. Put me wherever.
Put me in the up at the top of a pine tree. Have to climb up and jump
off. That's right.
When I'm
that's
done.
What you would do.
I don't care.
Well, I hope you get it this year, buddy. I'm rooting for you.
I won't. It's all right.
All right. Well, that's it for us. Buckeye Show is next. We'll be back live at Muirfield tomorrow. Starting at noon, the Fan will be out here, so come see us. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
From the Meister's Bar and Pizza Traffic Center.
On the northbound east outer belt, an accident is off on the right berm before I-70 east side. Also picking up an accident on westbound US 33 at Allen Road. This report is sponsored by STEM. If the weather calls for rain, then the rain calls for mosquitoes. Keep them away with STEM. STEM is powered by active ingredients found in plants to repel mosquitoes safely and effectively when used as directed. STEM, rooted in nature, optimized by science. I'm Eddie Zellick, 497.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Download the Superbook Sports app or visit Superbook.com and start making your bets today. NBA Finals gets underway tonight, and the spread keeps moving on up. The Denver Nuggets are a 9-point favorite tonight, minus 420 on the money line. If you like the Heat to pull off another upset tonight, you can get them at plus 320 at the Superbook. You can get them to win the series at plus 325. For your Superbook Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
A Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them like in order, like a collection where they're like filed that way, but I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chap and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I
now
get the my
just,
guy on occasion.
You're getting the That's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.